Enter the unique world of virtual gameplay with Nintendo Virtual Boy. The first three-dimensional stereo immersive 32-bit video game system ever. Virtual Boy is so advanced it can't be viewed on conventional TV or LCD screens. Virtual Boy comes with the Mario's Tennis Game Pack, featuring a three-dimensional court with depth that only Virtual Boy can deliver. Play singles or doubles in either one or two-player mode. Nintendo Virtual Boy, a 3D game for a 3D world.
And welcome to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV, episode 87. Is that what that is?
That's what I wrote.
I've totally forgotten what it was.
I might have lost count, but I think it was 87.
I think we're at 87 episodes now. So, yeah, welcome to the show. It's our pre-Christmas show, and I guess I don't know why that makes it any different from any other time that we're on the air. But, yeah, so here we are, and, well, we've got plenty to go into today. Coming up later on in the show, we're going to be talking to Kristen Lindsay again. We had her on a few weeks back talking about Child's Play. They just had their charity dinner last week, and we're going to talk to her about how all that went. There was lots of auctions going on. She'll tell us about those, how much money they've raised so far, and how the charity's going itself. We'll be talking to her at 8 o'clock. But up until then, it's news talk. It's whatever talk. You guys can call in, 334-272-9228, 334-272-9228, or you can email us, everyone, at evilavatarradio.com. So let's go around the room here. What went on this weekend for you guys? We'll start with Jeremy over there, who has Becky in here as well. She hasn't been in a while.
Hello.
So, yep, say hello to everybody. So what did you do this weekend, Jeremy?
Well, let's see. Last week I beat Mario Galaxy.
Right.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, did the ending satisfy you? Give me details, but did it satisfy you?
Spoil it.
Well, it was a very Japanese ending. It was weird. It didn't make a whole lot of sense, but the game was fun enough that it didn't really matter. And there's stuff to go back to do after you beat it.
I like that. It's a very Japanese ending. So
yeah. played some Rock Band.
Saw you on Sunday night playing some Rock Band.
Yeah.
Huh? We went and played paintball.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
At my family's house.
Yep. Yeah.
What system is that on?
Real life, man.
Oh.
Real life.
I can't afford
it. It's one of the ones you don't have yet.
Oh, yeah.
Played outside with bears and everything.
Way to go. I saw what you did there, Dennis.
And other than that, got engaged.
Hey! Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So how was Rock Band?
I unlocked a bunch of new songs.
You unlocked engagement. Yeah, achievement unlocked. There you go. Badoonk, you got a ring. Well, congratulations, man. You got a date?
No, sometime in the fall.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm ordained.
Yeah, I understand that.
More than happy to take care of the services for you. We'll do it on the air. Totally legal.
You want to do it right
now? Evil Avatar Radio. No.
We can do it. Well, congratulations to the two of you. Now, Becky, I know you want to get out of here and go Christmas shopping.
Yes.
So, yeah, you get out in that mess and you enjoy yourself.
Okay.
While I'll order everything online and hope like hell it gets here before Christmas. If not, it's one of those cards you get that says, you know, present incoming or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I usually, if it's not going to make it in time, I'll print out the page of what I ordered and, like, black out the price because you're not supposed to let people know what you spent.
I see that Illuminator's in the chat room, which is what your cousin, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And you know, she used to date him.
Oh, whoa!
Like a long time ago.
We didn't notice
till after we had started dating.
Yeah.
So his holy crap is on a couple of different levels. Wow. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. So well, congratulations to you both, and yeah, just best wishes to you, man. That's great. Great news. Cool. Let's follow that up. Dennis, what did you do this week?
No, nothing much. Went and saw Golden Compass.
Yeah?
Eh. Very, very disappointing compared to the book.
Yeah.
I hope the fact that I've heard nothing, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I hope the fact that I've heard nothing but disappointing things about that movie is going to drive people who have not read the books to read them.
Yeah.
Because I would hate that you know, such an interesting trilogy.
It's definitely
completely swamped by the bad press of a bad adaptation.
Well, speaking of movies and books, you went and saw, Jeremy went and saw, blah, blah, blah.
I Am Legend.
Yeah, that's right. So, and you told us in here that, what, You did, or what was your feeling?
I'm not familiar with any of the material it's
regardless
based
of
on.
That, what did you think of it as what it was that you saw?
I wasn't really in the mood for a super depressing movie at the time, other than that.
Because you knew what was coming, didn't you?
Huh?
You knew what was coming on Monday. Or today, actually. You guys went and saw it on Sunday, and then the engagement happened today.
Well, other than that, it was really good. The only complaint I really had about the actual material was some of the CG. When one of the bad guys would scream and his mouth would grow five sizes magically was a little ridiculous. But other than that, it was, I thought it was a pretty tight movie.
All right, cool. Well, that's great. Dana, Zilla Dana, Soulless Toast, whatever. What'd you do this weekend? I know you played Rock Band with me a little bit on Saturday night.
Yeah. Other than that, I worked.
Yeah.
I work in retail, and this is the time for that.
No
not
kidding.
Much time. Not even a lot of time for Rock Band.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
And then we went online, and you like stayed some extra time because you were like, oh, online?
This is fun.
They don't have to hear me sing?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Let's do that. Yeah. So cool. Well,
we started over, we should mention.
We did start over. I quit the drums, and I moved on to guitar just because we figured we could get further in it, and we did. We capped our fan base to whatever it was, 219,000 or something like that.
Whatever.
I don't know what it was, but they capped it, and it's like, well, if you want to get more fans, you need to play on a higher difficulty level. I thought, man, you can't go through this thing on medium alone. You just have to... I guess they push you into expert once you get up there, which for guitars, even for drums, that's horrible. But yeah, that's the way it goes. So, yeah, we played a little bit of that. Nothing else, huh? No movies, no TV, nothing at all. Just... That's it. All right.
Yeah, don't let her lie about the TV. Do not let her lie about the TV. There's always some TV. I'm just saying.
There was nothing.
She might not want to talk about it, but
I actually
don't blame
didn't
her.
Spend a lot of time watching TV this weekend, but there was definitely nothing on worth.
Okay.
Oh, I caught up on Heroes, but
All right, cool.
Yeah, so like you said.
Yeah.
Nothing worth watching.
That was what, 5 hours worth? You told me.
Yeah,
like,
I was way behind.
Yeah, you watched like five episodes of that thing, so. All right, good job. James, what did you do this weekend? Well, you worked.
Seriously?
I know.
Why do you even ask
did
me
you get?
Question?
Did you play anything this weekend? That's
what
I meant.
Wow, well. That's about all. I got some time in on the two new demos.
That's right. We played a little bit of
we played
a little bit of Burnout.
Yeah, which we need to talk about because
we do.
I've been trying to track down some opinions, hoping to find a pretty straight line through it all, and I haven't. It's apparently a very polarizing demo.
It is. I was actually going to mention that because what I did this weekend was nothing but that game.
Right.
We played Rock Band, but in between, I swear to God, I never played COD 4. I didn't turn on the PS3. I turned on the PS3 to play the Burnout demo.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's all I played this weekend. Love. At first, here's what happened. It's coming out Thursday, and so we had talked to Major Nelson not too long ago, so I sent him an email. I was like, can you at all tell me what time it's coming out? And he couldn't, but he gave me a nice little guesstimate of when. And so I set my alarm for that morning, got up, there it was, ready to download, downloaded it, made a post on Evil Avatar about it. It finished downloading. I played about 30 minutes of it. This was at 3:30 in the morning. I go back to bed at 4 o'clock. I get up at 6:30, shower, sit right back down in front of the TV and play it till I have to leave at 8. Then I come back home from work like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which I rarely ever do because it's like a 20-minute drive to and from. So I rarely do that. So I come back home. Me and James play a little bit of it. At this point, playing it online with him and I think 51 Random 51, whoever it was we were playing online with.
I think Bottom was on as well.
Yeah, it was. If something clicked in it, and I was like, okay, here's some fun I'm having. This is great. Because before, I was just confused. I've never, they've never thrown you in an open world environment with the game before. It's always been, do you want to race? Do you want to crash? Do you want to do any of these other side events? What do you want to do? It's never plop, go drive around, and then you can do whatever you want. So I didn't have any direction. I didn't know what I was doing. I could drive around fast and hit cars, which, by the way, looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Wrecking your cars never looks so good. It is just beautiful. It's horrible, but it's beautiful.
Okay, though, because your car is very overtly empty of a dude. Like, they don't even try to hide it. It's
no, they
just
don't.
Like, no, here's your empty car.
That's right.
It's not a city of people driving cars. It's like some crazy Pixar universe where cars are just driving around. So, sure.
Yeah, and so, that's... It scared me when I first played that demo because I didn't know. I was just like, man, I don't like this. Something's wrong here. Something feels wrong with this. But the more... that happens a lot to me with each new Burnout, because my first time with Burnout was Burnout 2 Point of Impact. I discovered the crash mode, and I was like, holy crap. And I called friends over, and I'm like, look at this. You can crash your car. There's a mode just set for this, and you got to try and maneuver, and it's like a puzzle game, but crashing cars. It's great. And that's what caught on to that. And then Burnout 3 came out, and I was a little bit, you know, actually liked Burnout 3 from the get-go. And then Revenge came out, and it's like, well, you can hit oncoming traffic. And I thought, well, this is odd. They've never let me do this before. Or same-way traffic. That feels weird. And then the crash mode felt a little weird because they had added some dynamics of it and that sort of thing. So it's always felt a little bit strange each iteration of the game that I played. And so that was no different this time when they threw me in an open world. And I sat down and tried to figure out what to do. But the more I played with people online, the more it felt right. The more it felt exactly what it should be. Or the more I just came to accept what it was and enjoyed it, you know.
Well, it seems to me, though, that there's a big difference between the two. It feeling like what it should and you accepting what it is. That seems to be the nature of the divisiveness that I've kind of been sensing, is that this is not a Burnout game. Yes, the crashes are beautiful. Right. Aside from that, this is not a Burnout game.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's not, you know, really fast, relatively out of control, and in a very confined and defined environment,
mm-hmm.
which is what kind of it always had, you know, been before. That it was basically, and people were saying this, you know, in the most derogatory manner possible, that it felt like more like Need for Speed.
Which I've never played their open world games before. I played right. Need for Speed way back when.
Yeah, I did too. I haven't really cared to spend any kind of time with it more recently.
Not with the new generation stuff, no.
Well, and I tell you, I mean, this is the, you know, the first, like, fundamentally new Burnout that I've been interested in. It's on a system I have. I was looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Find it a little strange that it's such a big departure, apparently, from what they were doing before. I like it, you know, because you had asked me how it felt in relation to
Midtown. Yeah.
When we were all, four of us, just running around in the demo environment, just being stupid, that felt a lot like Midtown Madness.
Yeah.
Now, like, how the individual things within that are structured, obviously it's a little more goal-oriented. You know, there's specific things you're supposed to be doing, but a la, you know, all modern Xbox games.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you just got four goofballs who are, like, looking for the most interesting way to pull off a certain trick, yeah, that's exactly what we used to do all the time.
And that's what I've been doing.
And it was fun.
I haven't played
really
with you since, but we discovered how to do flat spins, which are when you take off on a ramp and you just do a flat 360 or whatever.
I haven't gotten one of those past, like, 180 or something. I was able to do a simple one.
I did a fluke and got 734 degree spin.
That's actually very cool.
The car went in all sorts of directions. It didn't crash. I actually stuck the landing, and so it counted. I took a quick snapshot of that because I wasn't letting that get by.
Right.
So, yeah, but we discovered this nice ramp, and we will spend an hour to 2 hours going up that ramp and then going back to the other starting point and then going back up the ramp trying to get these spins. And then when we get bored with that, we'll move over to the beach where the barrel roll ramps are, and we'll do that for another hour and a half, going up and down, doing that, until it all turns into, hey, try and hit me as I'm going over the ramp, or, you know. And then we turned it into a tag game where one person is it, and you have to, you know, the other three of you have to chase him down. The first person to take him down then becomes the it person, and everybody goes after him. And so, you know, you modify it that way. Other news about it is that they're going to be updating the demo as the release date gets closer. They'll add more things in here. They'll add more things in it, like maybe some races or maybe more events that you can do within the demo, which they need. There's only three things you can do in there right now. And so when you're by yourself, it does feel a little bit boring because you really don't have much to do. I race over and over and over again if I'm just there by myself. And I try to make my car wreck as horrible as possible. That's one of the other things that I do. But yeah, we went into, there's certain challenges that you can do dependent upon the number of players that you're playing with. And you can set those challenges like, you know, between the two of you, you have to have 40 near misses and 4,000 yards of drift, and it all adds up. There's one where you have to jump off the parking deck onto the train shed across the street. All four of you do that, then challenge complete. So if you go into the options menu, the start menu, you can go to a thing called Show Challenges. And in there, I found this out, Tycho found it out. We were playing the other day, and he's like, oh, look at this. And so we were looking through there, and you can look at what other challenges are for 5, 6, 7, and 8 players, and all of those challenges are within the demo map that they've released, which leads me to believe that maybe they're going to allow more players into that demo closer we get to release, which hopefully means they're going to add in a race at least for when you have 8 people in there, something like that, which would be a lot of fun. But yeah, I really found the thing to click whenever I went online. That's when it really clicked for me that I was like, well, this is great.
And if you want to just look at any aspect of what this game seems like it's going to be offering, the integration of like online connectivity was on the money. I mean, it was really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, you just had that little like, you know, you just had the little menu that you bounced over to, and it's like, you know, here's all my guys, you know, join this guy. Okay, boom. And I just pop in, and I'm driving around in your demo world.
Yeah.
You know.
Right from wherever you were.
From wherever I was. I was, like, turning a corner when I got an invite from you, you know.
And you're still turning
that
corner?
It was like a little stutter check. I mean, no, I wasn't, you know. It was enough that I had, like, run into a light pole by the time I arrived in your world. Apparently, our two universes were slightly out of sync. But, it was just spot on. And, like, the running tally at the top right
of all the stats,
of all the various different stats that it's keeping up with in real time, you know, and, like, every time a certain person would, achieve a flat spin of, you know, a higher number of degrees or, like, get a higher jump or do something like that, you get a notification. The little camera snapshot every time you got a takedown was extra fun. Without any guess whatsoever, you know, I can assure people that will be there will be some mature content in the screen captures. That's all I can say.
That's exactly what you wanted to say.
Well, you know, yeah. I'm not a real big fan of racers. The last time I really had a lot of fun was playing the Midtown Madness PC games.
Yeah. So Chicago edition. Man, that game was good.
So,
oh my,
you know, when I start hearing, you know, most of the complaints about Burnout Paradise are that it's an open world racer. And but the matchmaking is really good. I think, you know, open world racing with some really good matchmaking is something I could probably
if they could whip up something like the old Cops and Robbers from Midtown Madness.
Yeah.
No, it was. I'm saying it was excellent. It was excellent.
What, how did that game play? How did that work? Just to jump over to that for a second. I mean,
well,
it sounds.
All right, it's first thing you got to keep in mind is it's kind of outdated.
Right.
There's been a 2. There's been a 3. Neither one of them really were as they weren't to me quite as fun as the first one. The first one was just like limited to this slightly out of scale, mildly idealized version of Chicago. And it was like this one static environment, you know, and there was like other traffic and, you know, there were like pedestrians running around that you could not run over. I don't care how fast you drove.
They were
faster jumping out of the way. And you basically, you know, there were checkpoint races for the most part. And the team stuff was just like, you know, this Cops and Robbers team where you had like 2 different teams and like the gold would spawn in one place and you have to pick up the gold and get it to a thing. And then as soon as somebody achieved that objective, and you would try to stop them by running into them, you know, would reset the whole process and do it over again. It was really primitive. The netcode actually wasn't that good.
Yeah.
You know, and this is long before you would earn anything for doing that. It was just for the ridiculous nature of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit of that kind of gameplay is obviously very much alive in Burnout. So I don't know if they could work me in a Cops and Robbers thing
or something like a tag. Really nice.
Yeah, something like that. It was just an awful lot of fun. It was really, really good on the PC. It was one of my favorite favorite LAN games back in the day. And yes, the trees were indestructible. Indeed they were. Why are you digging in the trash?
There's something down here.
Obviously, that's...
Sorry.
We were hoping to get a little bit more specific than that.
You're right. It is distracting.
It's got your name on it.
It's got my name.
Something in the trash has his name on it.
Not being weird. It's got your name on it.
Why does it have my name on it?
I don't know. Here.
Yeah, you're being weird.
Good lord,
man, that's heavy.
How did that fit in the trash can, man? That's huge.
I don't know. Get your mic over there. We want to hear you. There you go. It's a big green bag
with a lot of paper in it. When the
Uh-oh.
Did you break your mic?
No.
You broke your mic.
I didn't.
Yes,
Scott,
you did. It's hanging down.
No,
by the
Scott must have broken it when he put the bag next to my mic.
Oh, great.
Oh, we need a camera in here.
Oh, don't
worry. Oh.
Hold on. I can fix things. I'm not terrible.
Oh.
Hold on. Keep talking.
Yeah, so it's a big green bag.
Full of paper.
Let me take a picture of this.
It's very heavy. Made a loud thump when it came down.
It did make a loud thump.
Yeah, it did make a loud thump. It was actually very heavy. I don't know what it was doing down here, but it's got your name on it.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know what it's doing about that. Yeah, you have no idea what it's doing down there.
No. None. Man, you're not going to fix that, are you? Let me turn your mic. I'll leave your mic on.
You know, going back to Midtown Madness for a second, since we need something to talk about while James fixes
that
broken
mic.
I remember when we'd go over to his house and, you know, play it on a LAN. And driving back home was kind of weird because I'd look over at the road at the mailboxes and think, I could take that mailbox out.
Yeah.
But not that tree.
Not that tree, man. That mailbox, I could totally take that mailbox out.
We've got a webcam. We just can't figure out how to stream. That's all. That's the only
problem. We do have a webcam. They're angry at us in the chat room.
Yeah.
It's like $20. Yeah, we got a webcam.
There they go. They're like, what is going on during the show? Well, okay, in case you just joined us, there was something under the desk that had James' name on it.
Big green bag full of paper so far.
It's a big green bag, and I picked it up, put it on there, and he went to go...
He has not been able to get his microphone attached back.
He went to go put the microphone close to the paper, and I don't know what he did. There you go. Yeah. Now he
good
got it.
Good job. You put the bolt in the hole, and you turn it.
No, there were two whole things. There were two things that had to go on simultaneously. Don't yell at me. I fix things all the time.
All right, so now he's going to see what's in that big green bag, and he needs
finally
to tell us what's in the big green bag.
I hope this isn't anticlimactic.
Huh?
What?
What?
I said I hope it's not anticlimactic after all that.
What, after you got engaged? What do we have to do? What am I going to have to do in order for this to be better than engaged?
Well, you got to start by opening the whatever's in that.
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go to a commercial break and then come back and find out what's in
it. Well... It's radio.
Hold on,
I
gotta check who's in the chat room. Hold on.
Is there anyone specific that you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, I feel bad. The Bakov's not in the chat
room. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he would be very happy.
Because it's a PS3 in my bag.
Yay!
James got himself a PS3.
I didn't get myself a PS3.
Well,
I
know what you're saying. You got a PS3,
got a
yes.
PS3.
There you go.
Let's see.
That's awesome.
40 gigabyte.
It is a 40 gig. That's right.
Merry Christmas.
Very nice.
Merry Christmas.
There you go.
Who's this from?
She's sitting right over there.
Dana Zilla.
Zilla Dana?
Zilla Dana.
Thank you, Boo.
Something about some pots and pans.
Oh, the pots and pans from last year. Yes, I did the big gift.
It's like we don't give presents to each other. But
no, we really don't.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go buy some stuff.
But there you go. You got yourself a PS3. Yeah. Now you can play Uncharted.
Good job.
Yeah.
You have no idea how good that's going
to
make me feel, actually.
Oh, man.
I didn't play Uncharted.
I'm tired of hearing about Uncharted, seriously, possibly one of the best things I've played in 5 years.
Yeah.
It's like, that's really great. Why don't you go and play that and not talk to me about it anymore? PS3s are better than engaged.
Oh, all right.
Eye of judgment. You and me.
Well, congratulations. All right. We got to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about his PS3, maybe engagements as well. We'll go over the weekly release. Hey, you can find out what's coming out on PS3 this week and actually maybe
start paying attention to it.
Yeah. All right, it's all coming up next. Here on 1170 WACV with Evil Avatar Radio. And welcome back to Evil Laboratory Radio here on 1170 WACV. Some music from COD 4 there, which I didn't get to experience any this week. It was all burnout for me. In case you're just joining us, lots happened in the show in the first 30 minutes. Normally we would
should
have
always have shows like this. I should be given next generation consoles every Monday.
it's been a hell of a show so far. We've got we had an engagement announcement from Jeremy and a PS3 given to James. For Christmas, which is great. He got his 40 gig. He's also got Spider-Man 3 in there for Blu-ray. He gets to see a Blu-ray movie, a high def.
I've never seen a Blu-ray.
You're in the high def stuff now.
I am.
Yeah,
I was going to buy that silly little add-on for the 360, but you know.
Yeah.
Now I got one. I'm gonna play some things.
It comes with games.
I'm gonna play Lair.
Yeah, you really are gonna play that.
I'm gonna rent Lair. I'm gonna play it.
Lots happened. Let's take a look at the weekly release. By the way, if you want to know what's coming out, I'll go ahead and pimp the site, might as well. www.theweeklyrelease.com. How much more simple could it be? That's, you know, the easiest thing in the world to remember. Theweeklyrelease.com, courtesy of our good friend B.A. Penguin. All right, the games that we got coming out this week. On the 17th, we get MX versus ATV Untamed. On the 360, your new PS3. On the PS2, the PSP, and the DS. Warhammer 40K, Squad Command on the DS. Let's see, what else do we have here? December 18th, Rock Band on the PS2. And that's about it for the virtual console today. We got Monster Lair from TurboGrafx-16. That is 800 Wii points. Cybernator from the SNES. That is 800 Wii points. And Alien Storm on the Sega Genesis for 800 Wii points. And in the arcade this week, we get Sensible World of Soccer, which is getting lots of people are really excited about that release. From way back in the day, apparently. I don't remember it, but a lot of people excited about that. It's 800 MS points, and Tempest for 400 MS points. So that's what we got coming out this week for you. However, you know, while not a lot for the PS3, you got plenty to back up on that you can catch up with. You've got Resistance.
Yes. Oh, no, I got plenty.
Yeah, you've got plenty to do. You got Resistance. You've got Ratchet and Clank. You've got Uncharted, obviously. What's mm-hmm. the first? What are you going to do? What's the first thing?
Well, I'm going to send back both of the games I have checked out through Gamefly.
All right. You're going to add PS3.
Update my GameCube.
Exactly.
The first thing I'm going to look at probably... I don't know. Maybe Heavenly Sword?
Yeah?
You know, just to fill in something from back then.
Cool.
Heavenly Sword.
Think that'll be the first thing you do, though, with it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah?
I feel a little bit weird about, there's Drake's Fortune.
Yeah,
possibly one of the best games on the system, that or Ratchet and Clank. And it's like, well, do I really want to start with... the best game on the system.
So I'm going to eat that dessert first before I get to the salad. Should I just eat the salad first, then move on to that really cool peanut buster parfait, whatever?
Yeah, I don't know. there's enough stuff that I don't have to waste, you know, a rental on something frivolous. Like, why don't I get the PS3 version of Call of Duty 4 so I can, make some comparison between the two?
Nope.
You know, 10 years ago, that's the sort of thing I used to do. I don't really do that anymore.
Bab says you're going to play Folding at Home.
Right? I'm going to cure cancer, man.
That's great stuff, and congratulations again on both the engagement and your PS3.
So, yeah.
Really big things happen this. I don't know how we're going to top this next week, but we'll find a way. Doubt it. No. You really can't top that, can you?
No.
Well, by not being live, sadly.
We will not be live
next week.
By taking
a break.
Yeah, we will not be live. If the next week's show falls on Christmas Eve, obviously, so, you know, plans made. We're not going to be able to be live for you. There will be a show. It just will not be, it will not be live, so...
Or streamed.
Or streamed, actually, yeah.
Throw
it
up on the website and the podcast, and that'll be that.
That will be that. Speaking of the show, I guess you could say, we're going to jump into the chat room here and see. Interesting that he's not in there, you know. What's his name? Jeff Posley
Jeff,
is his name.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff.
Jeff's his name. He's normally in there under...
Nabokov Fan
87, yeah.
Yep.
And he's always screaming about the PS3. It's the greatest thing.
He's one of those guys that really, you know, wants us to represent a little stronger on the PS3 front. And we actually feel quite guilty for not...
We do.
For not doing that.
Yeah.
And so then I get on Scott's case, and Scott's like, you know, whatever, I'm going to go home and play Guitar Hero. Or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Really is. And so now we can represent the PS3 a little bit better now, because we've got both... you know, both people playing it. He's jumping into Lair, so that'll be able to say more than I could, because I'm not playing that game. not anytime soon. In the chat room right now, we have Mr. Maya? Shadow Storm, 1019, Blackwing, Hoggy, who hasn't said a word about anything, the engagement or the PS3.
He's not listening.
Yeah, he's playing World War II online or something.
He's playing World War II online. He's in the other room with his lady. You know, I don't know, watching TV. They're doing something, so he always listens to it when he turns it around.
He'll be surprised, won't he?
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
Oh, BA Penguin's in there. Also, Dramos, Lebuke. Let's see. Agort's in there. Fishbang, Pseudo, Mike O'Hara, Illuminator, Rogue Hunter, Zilla Dana, Straximus, Anakin, 876, Tyler Durden, 84. Hemorrhage is in the chat room, and we have User 117, who actually happens to be Spades. She was in there last week. That is Jenny Sue. We had some COD 4 matches with her. She's actually very good. And Gears of War. Very good at that as well. Saved my ass a couple of times. But yeah, lots of people in the chat room. Thanks, you guys, for listening tonight. Appreciate you always being in there. Let's look at some of the news that we had last week. You know, it just seems to get thin, you know, thinner and thinner as each week goes by. And so normally we have to sit there and talk about the games we played. Nintendo had a nice little claim last week of how many DS units they sold in 2007. That would be about 6 million. During the breakdown, I think it was like one every 5 seconds. Something like that. That's how much how many DS units they sold in this year alone. That's huge. Mass Effect has sold 1 million units already. And you're still going to be getting into that next year,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. At some point. I'm waiting for my current cycle of work.
I know. Now you got more distraction there because you got a PS3.
That's true.
Yeah. But they don't have Mass Effect. So
Yet.
I don't
necessarily see any reason they won't have it the next time it comes around.
Yeah. And they will. I mean, you know, EA does that. That's what EA does to you. Blizzard came out and confirmed that they've got a next-gen MMO that they're working on.
Yeah, this was another piece of Tuesday news after all of our speculation and talk.
Because we talked about
that.
Yeah,
we did. We talked about it on Monday.
Yeah, we talked about it. What do you think?
I think it's good. I mean, they're talking about, you know, yeah, we're making another next-gen MMO. But I mean, it seems like it makes perfect sense. You know, they know what Warcraft is. Warcraft prints money. They're going to take everything that they've learned about it, the knowledge that WoW isn't going to last forever, and do something new with it. I think a lot of World of Warcraft success is based on years and years and years of storytelling and familiarity with a franchise that's long established. I think that's a huge part of its success. I don't know what they can do other than the obvious. And you know, the fan favorite choices would be StarCraft or Diablo.
Right.
I don't know that it's going to be either one of them, and I don't necessarily know that either one would really be a good idea for the basis of an MMO. I can't honestly say. What I can tell you is that whatever they make, I'll play it. I'll at least try it. I'm excited that people who obviously know how to build a good MMO are building another one.
Mm-hmm.
So... But I don't think that any real news about this is going to come out for a very long time. It's going to be a very long time before we see anything substantive. It takes forever to build an MMO.
It does. It really does. And then they're going after this. They're going after the console type stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out as well. So
it's a tough thing, man. Because part of what an MMO is about is being able to create something sustainable that generates money over, you know, a decent lifetime. And if you introduce that sort of thing to a console, you're not just fighting, you know, the lifetime interest level of your MMO, you know, the slow and eventual death, no matter how good it is. You're fighting the life cycle of a particular piece of hardware, you know, the console life cycle, which has its own reasons for existing and its own factors that influence it. So still very curious to see that happen. You know, whether it turns out to be good or bad, I'm excited about the thing as an experiment, a wider, broader experiment. By different people, and we know that various people are taking that step.
Yeah.
So it's you know, it's news about news. It's very meta, and it's going to be a while before we see anything real.
Yeah, but we were always wondering about it, and now we know for sure that something is coming. We just really don't know what, how, or anything other than that. Other than that, you know, something's on its way. Sony released a tentative release date of some of the things they've got coming up in 2008. MLB The Show will be released in spring 08. Hot Shots Golf 5 for the PS3, March 08. Wipeout HD, which will be a PlayStation Network game, early 2008 on that one. Echo Chrome, which is really cool if you've gotten to see any video of that, which you probably haven't paid attention to because it was all, you know, it's PlayStation-type
right.
thing. Echo Chrome, quarter 1, 2008. Gran Turismo 5 Prologue, quarter 1, 2008. You'll be able to play that demo. That'll be fun. And Pixel Junk Monsters, PlayStation Network, January of 08 there. So that's their, what seems to be something that's probably set in stone for them on those. Even though they're not really giving too hard of a release date, they're letting you know a good time of that one, of when it would be out. excuse me. We got a demo, Wednesday we got a demo, Frontlines Fuel of War.
I downloaded and played that today.
Did you? Okay, I was wondering. I've heard bad things, really.
I went from, I don't really know much about this game, so I don't care, to a point very briefly of, like, really intense excitement, as it was during the opening of the game when it was doing a lot of the exposition, kind of explaining it. There was a lot of fairly stylized art. I was, you know, the premise was basically contemporary political, you know, geoeconomic message. But it's completely legit, you know, and although the basis for this, you know, not necessarily post-apocalyptic future, but this war-torn future, we're all, you know, rooted in the here and now. And the way it was presented and the way that it was written, like all of that introductory segment of the game, was very nice. It was very mm-hmm. polished. It was very clever. It felt like it was aware of itself, you know, like, okay, somebody knows how to tell a story. I really feel like they're going to do that. And then I played the game and I was like, oh, well, you know, yeah, that was really good and everything. But if the bullets don't really feel cool when they're coming out of your gun and shooting the other guy, then forget about it. And I just didn't really like it anymore. I was like, now, you know, you need to follow that up with, like, some Call of Duty level intensity.
I was going to ask.
That's what you need to do. And it was real weak sauce.
Has that become the bar at which people need to, you know?
Maybe.
Probably with online play and something
with,
like that.
Definitely with online play. Right. I mean, no question about that. Like I said, I didn't particularly care for the pacing and the level of engagement of the single player campaign. I will still always, you know, point back over my shoulder at Vegas what I consider to be a near flawless console shooter experience, single player.
Yeah.
Even, you know, with or without the cover system, doesn't really matter. It was that good for me.
It was great.
So I don't know. What I can say is that the actual gameplay in the demo, I didn't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I feel like some aspects of it will probably turn out to be very well polished and probably, you know, I don't know, a lot of conscious effort put into it, but it just made some strange choices with the gameplay. It just doesn't feel very solid. It doesn't feel very, I don't know, it's insubstantial in a lot of ways.
Well, and it's
disappointing.
Yeah, okay. You know, I completely understand. There's a lot of people who feel that way about that Burnout Paradise demo because they're like, oh, this is it. This is all we do. And you got to understand, that map is huge. I mean, you are getting a very small
section.
Do
we have any idea what portion, what percentage of the sum total game that will ship we're looking at in the demo?
Well,
I mean, I know it's an extraordinarily small sliver. I just don't know if we know what the whole thing is going to be.
As far as the entire game, I don't know. The map, they have said we're getting, this is 1/10 of the map.
And can we expect multiple maps? Like, is the world a single overworld, or are we talking about multiple segments that...
It's totally really open.
Yeah, I know, but is it a single open world, or are there areas?
It's a single open world.
Okay.
I was showing this to a few people. We'd jump onto a parking deck, and I'd be like, okay, pan the camera around. You see those mountains in the background? You see that city skyline over there? It all looks like it's just background image to fly by as you're driving. No, it's not. It's stuff you can drive to.
Okay.
You can drive.
So it's one single map.
Yeah.
And they say we've gotten 10% of that.
Really? Yeah, 1/10 of it. That's it, yeah. That's all we've got for this is 1/10 of that. I mean, it's a very huge open world. And if you look at that map, if you look at even just that highlighted section, look at each intersection. There's a little circular dot on each intersection. That's an event. That's something you can do. And they're all over the place. They only have three of them for the demo, but they're all over the place. I mean, there's going to be a lot for you to do. You can, all right, you got eight people in the room with you. You can set the challenges so all of you can go and, you know, here, rack up 200 seconds of boosting or whatever the case. Just do this. You guys go mess around with that. I'm going to sit here and create a race for us. You can set your start point. You can set your end point for the race when you're in there with multiplayer. And then if you don't want people to use the shortcuts to get to the finish, you can set checkpoints along that path that they have to go through if you want to do that. And you can do this, you know, just set up your own races, which will be a lot of fun, especially if you can make that race go through some of those points, like the train yard that we were doing where you have to take some of those jumps and that sort of thing. Put a checkpoint in the air.
Yeah.
You've got to jump through that.
Yeah, I loved those in Crackdown. So, no, wait a minute. I didn't like them at all, actually.
I was about to say, man.
Yeah.
Well, and we should say, here I was droning on, blah, 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 I wish they put a cops and robbers mode in. And apparently over the break you told me they did, but you were just letting me yak.
Yeah.
So you could play with my Christmas present.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Because it's not my job to pay attention to that game. I try to pay attention to as much as I can, but frankly, you've said enough, my friend, for everybody in the room. It's your job to inform me about that game completely.
Yeah, it's got a cops and robbers mode. The gold's there, and it's got a little green bubble around the gold, and you have to,
That's great.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to have to. When do you we need to like talk after the show about when we're going to play the demo together.
Dude. You see me online, you probably can tell
what I'm
doing.
I can probably play
with
you on it.
Doesn't matter. One of the things that I found out, though, playing with a bunch of people in there, I think, and this has happened in COD 4 as well. I long for a save film feature now in my multiplayer stuff, especially for this game here where I can change that camera angle of how I'm getting wrecked and torn up to bits and whatever else is happening. There's been moments in there that I don't think I'll ever see again. I think they've been fluke moments, and I want to have that captured so that I can upload and share it. Really wish they could put that in there. Maybe eventually it can be implemented. I don't know. I think that's hoping for too much, but who knows?
It's tough when there's a lot of games coming out setting the bar for different aspects of the gameplay left and right.
Halo 3 set it for that save film feature,
but that's
screenshots and everything else.
That's basically what
COD 4 set
it
for what? Just the overall experience, maybe?
I think it was the most intelligent incentive system.
Yeah, the incentives.
I think it was the best ranking system. They created a very, very long chain of incentives without ever making base level, you know, entry level stuff useless. I mean, like I said, after I had gotten up into the 40s in rank, and gotten all the guns that I wanted to get, I found myself really relying on an M16 and a red dot sight, something you can get within 10 minutes of first starting the game, you know, like. It was every aspect of it was legitimate, but it was also fun to move through it. I mean, everybody's got some kind of rank up system devised to fit the multiplayer aspect of their game, and I think this is the one that really, really nailed it.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not even close to being the only thing they got right.
So yeah, you kind of want to take the best parts of all your multiplayer experiences and put them in that one game that you may be playing at the time. Because you'll be playing it and you're thinking, well, this could, boy, I'd love to have whatever it was that I just got done playing that had that wonderful feature that I enjoyed so much, whatever it may be, put in there. So, you know, I would love that. I don't know if we know everything yet for this Burnout game, but who knows? Maybe we'll get some surprises. They had a similar save film feature in Revenge for the 360. It didn't give you camera angles. It only gave you about a 30-second clip that you could record, but you could set your start record point and your end record point and have everything in there. So, I don't know. Hopefully something can come of it. Who knows? We'll see. Yeah. Let's see. What else in the news?
A little more clarification on the, speaking of Call of Duty, more clarification on the patch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, anytime. Anytime now.
They said December, right?
Yeah, they said December, and December.
We're getting close to the end
patch.
Of that. Yeah.
I haven't played in a couple of weeks, and I've just kind of been sitting, waiting for the patch to come out. Because I know that the first time I get in there and the host quits and kills the room, I will, you know, shake my fist and grit my teeth and wish that the patch was out. So
Some of the things that we're getting with this patch, they've added a kill cam to all the weapons.
All forms of death, grenades, claymores.
The airstrikes, apparently.
Airstrikes, the camera will follow the...
ride the missile right on in
it'll
there.
It'll follow the smart bomb,
yeah.
Which is very cool.
I think it's very cool.
I look forward to being obliterated by an airstrike now.
Just watching it come right down on you. Yeah, claymores and C4, everything is going to have a kill cam. Host migration, they tweaked requirements to host an 18-player game, which they needed to do because we had played some 18-player games that were very much laggy. And, of course, what happens? It kicks you out when it's done. It doesn't, you know.
Well, and it doesn't, you know. And if the host, whoever the host happens to be,
yeah.
on the P2P network, if the host quits, kills the room. There is no form of migration dynamically from one to the other. And that was, you know, and you can't really blame the host, you know. Guy wanted to quit. Probably didn't even know he was the host.
Yeah. They've added at least nine new spawn locations to every map, which, you know.
That's an extremely good idea.
Yeah. They've also added a few new game types, including Mercenary Team Deathmatch, and tweaked others to include more maps in the rotation.
Oh, yeah, which is also a good idea, because there were some really great maps in there that weren't, that either weren't at all included in certain rotations, or just would never come up. Absolutely. I mean, there are some maps that I've only played probably two or three times.
Right. And we hope to see this patch here soon. We don't know when. They've only said it would be out in December. So you've got to wait until a good while.
I'm betting on this week.
It should. A big holiday week is next week. So it should be this week, I would hope for. So yeah, that's what we're looking at there. So anyway, that's probably going to wrap up this hour. But we'll come back 6 minutes after the hour talking with Kristen Lindsay from Penny Arcade. We had her on a few weeks ago, and we're going to talk about Child's Play again. And see how that charity auction went, the dinner that they had last week. See how that went. See how much money they've raised so far. Check in on that. Of course, we became gold sponsors over the past few weeks. Gold. We raised over $5,000 for Child's Play. So good stuff there. And we'll be talking about that again 6 minutes after the hour. And we'll be back with more here on 1170 WACV. More news, more game talk, plenty of stuff going on with Evil Avatar Radio.
Hey, it's Larry here from Xbox Live's Major Nelson, and you are listening to Evil Avatar Radio.
And welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. What are you saying there? What we call you?
I was showing Dennis my Drood.
Your Drood?
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's right. You hit 70 in Warcraft.
I hit 70, my third 70 today.
They apparently have reindeer in the game.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's Christmas, man. Blizzard knows how to sell a holiday event.
Yeah, they do. They actually do.
So,
welcome back to the show. It's the second hour here on Evil Avatar Radio, and on the line right now, we've got Kristen Lindsay of Penny Arcade. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, how are you guys going?
It's going great. How's everything with you?
It's going fantastic.
Oh, man, things are going great with Child's Play, isn't it?
They're going amazingly, yes.
Okay, now, can you give us a tally so far? What do you got? How much have you raised?
Our tally from Friday, so this includes all the auction stuff from last week, is $851,000.
Now, your goal was what?
$750,000.
Hey,
so, we have trounced the goal for 2007, so we're already over that by $100,000. And, I mean, there's still the rest of December to go, so
yeah,
it's going to be pretty cool.
I was talking to Tycho over the weekend. We were playing some Burnout, and I congratulated him on the auction raising. How much did you guys pull in with just the dinner alone?
Just the dinner alone was around $225,000, which is,
God.
I mean, that's mind-boggling. That's a single evening.
Dear Lord, how much do you know what your number was for last year for the dinner alone?
I believe it was right around 100,000. So we more than doubled.
Oh my God.
One night. What we did, it's totally amazing. And that's just, I mean, that's the generosity of the people who are there. It's the incredible items that sponsors donate for us, you know. Obviously, we have to have something to sell, right? So we had an amazing just everyone the outpouring of generosity from all of the local game companies, and I mean, game companies all over just sent stuff. So
now,
amazing.
Are you guys pretty much on track to hit a million here?
Well, I don't want to jinx it.
I know,
but you know, if we keep going at the rate we're going, we certainly will.
What was the final tally last year?
It was just a tad over $1,024,000. So
okay.
We just squeaked over the mark last year.
All right, so let me get this straight. You got over $1 million last year. You doubled this year what you made at the charity dinner alone last year.
That's right.
You've already gone over. Look, you're going to hit a million. There's no,
well, yeah, you
there's
know,
no worry. I know you don't want to jinx it.
If I was a betting man, I would say we would be over a million, yes.
Yeah, no, you guys are going to make it, and it's going to be wonderful. So, you know, I was looking today that, who was it that did that? It was Cheap Ass Gamer.
Oh, yeah.
They brought in, what did they bring in, like 11, 14, something like that?
It's you know what, the numbers are just totally crazy that people are bringing in. Yeah, I think it was...
It's 11,000, yeah.
Yeah, 11,000.
So far, I think they're still taking donations over there.
Exactly. There are people still taking donations. Like, yeah, it's totally amazing what people are coming through with us, and then they're still going. So it's, you know, we're trying to tally everything, but the numbers are so dynamic that it's really amazing.
I know that when we talked to you the last time we talked to you, we had just broke, I think, 3,000.
Yeah, but you guys are already gold. You made over 5,000 by last week because we moved you up to gold. So,
I know. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
Well, thank you guys for doing that, right? Like,
yeah.
And so it's all the effort that the communities are putting into it. We're just moving some JPEGs around. It's not really... that's all that really we're doing on this end. It all has to do with what you guys are doing for us.
I think we get a sense of how you guys feel when you see all this money pour in, because... For a site like Evil Avatar, just to pull in less than a month, you know, over $5,000 just from its members alone.
Yeah, it's very humbling. It's very humbling.
It surprises the hell out of
you. Communities, this network of gamers, you know, just pouring money into a great cause. It's really incredible to behold.
Yeah, it's great, and you guys do great work. Now, let me ask you about how do you go about setting the goal for each year?
Well, we consider, you know, what we did the year before, and, you know, we try and make it realistic. We think, okay, well, you know, our goal last year was 650, so, you know, well, we're doing a bit better, so let's set our goal 750, and then we end up smashing them. So, you know, we are actually trying to base these goals on reasonable fact. You
right.
know, we try to make a number that we think, okay, well, this is a problem. This is a good guess for this year. You know, this is a reasonable amount of money to aim for. But then we never would have expected that the dinner auction would double. You know, like, that's crazy. You think that, okay, well, the proceeds from the dinner auction, maybe they'll go up a bit because we have a lot more items or whatever. But we never expect things to double. That's just crazy.
I would have loved to have gone to that. How was the dinner? You went. You were there.
Dinner was great. I really, you know, I kind of managed to scoff my dinner down, and it was really tasty.
What did you have?
I had the pumpkin ravioli in apple cider butter.
Wow, nice.
It was delicious.
It was
vegetarian option this year.
The
food itself was fantastic. The venue was beautiful. I don't know if you've had any chance to see any of the photos.
I saw a little bit of them. I mean, obviously, I've been there. I was there for PAX, but but yeah, you guys decorate the place up.
There was a whole other. It looks completely different. A different feel. You know, it was
probably
evening,
smells a bit
Christmas,
better too.
The lights were there. It was enchanting. I think is the right word. To use.
It did. Yeah. It was really nice. You know, everybody dressed up for the event. It was a nice little party. As far as what I could see, I plan on going next year though. I do plan on going next year.
Yeah. You know, maybe that would be totally awesome. You should come next year.
Can I sit at the table with you?
Yeah, you betcha.
Because I won't know anybody there, really. So
you come and sit with me. I'll take care of you.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much. But yeah, well, it's a date then. I'll come and I'll sit with them. Who did you sit with? What table were you at?
I was sitting. I actually sit at a little table beside the stage because I was trying to keep track of the the vast amounts of money that people were throwing at Gabe and Tegel.
Oh my gosh, that's right. You had the auction.
Officially, I was sitting at a table with the guys from Hothead and some guys from.
Well, that's
from
your husband.
As well, so.
That's,
he's the guy from Hothead, like the one I'm married to. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. How, you know, did the auction surprise you? I heard there was a lot of surprises. You know, the whole impromptu. Bungie came up there and said...
Oh, yeah, people were... I mean, like, Frankie O'Connor and Valve and some of that, and the guys from Harmonix, they were just walking up to the stage, literally, while Gabe and Tycho are doing the auctions and adding things in. Like, you know, they would gesture, and Tycho would lean over, and then he would stand up again and say, okay, well, apparently we're also throwing in, you know, recon armor. It was totally crazy. So there was a lot of, you know, on-the-fly additions, which just drove the prices. Up through the roof.
What raised the most money? What auction raised the most money?
I believe that would probably be an appearance in the Penny Arcade strip.
Really?
Which is a big seller every year. But I think probably the biggest in terms of sort of what we expected it to go for, and the biggest one was the appearance in a Star Wars comic novel, which we had last year as well. And last year it went for just under $3,000. It went for over $13,000 this year.
Wow.
Yeah, like there were these two Star Wars fans, and they both desperately wanted the auction, and they were at each other's throats. It was just these two people back and forth, and neither of them wanted to let it go, and it was completely amazing. You know, everyone's just sitting there going, "Wow, holy smokes!" It was unbelievable.
I've been around people like that. I know a guy. I know a guy like that.
Yeah, we do know a guy.
Well, I have to tell you, when it was finally all said and done, and I think that it was $13,100 that it eventually sold for, and, you know, everyone felt really sorry for the runner-up, you know? Like, we all felt really sorry for her. We were like, oh, man, she was willing to put down $13,000 for this, and then finally drew the limit. Like, okay, that was it. And someone else got it, but we just thought, man, there's got to get her into the comic strip, too. Like, you've got to, right? It was pretty amazing.
Wow. Yeah, the Valve thing was interesting, too. Originally, Valve was auctioning off what? It was like an orange box mural.
Yeah, it was a whole kit that they put together for us. So there was, like, orange box and some fun little items in there.
What happened?
Poster and stuff like that. Well, then they added in a tour. And then they added in a weighted companion cube, which, of course, fired everybody up again.
But it was like the giant one, not the little one that they're selling on Steam. It was a much bigger version of it, right?
I'm not actually sure because, again, this isn't something that was there ahead of time.
That's
right?
True,
like,
yeah.
This is just Valve is like, and we'll throw in this, and we'll throw in that. So it was amazing.
That is great.
There was a lot of improvisation this year, more than we've ever seen before. You know, there was a lot of upping the ante involved this year.
What were some of the things available in the silent auction?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. So lots and lots of games, mm-hmm. And special editions of things, signed things, there was, signed Rock Band and this whole big Assassin's Creed kit and pretty much, so many different games out there. There were lots of signed prints and Penny Arcade prints, but also lots of game art.
Right.
There was like a whole section of it, a whole section of autographed items. There were lots of bidding on being a character in games. There were a whole bunch of Fable 2 NPCs
that would be
named after you. Like, you could be a farmer, you could be a monk, you could be a quest character. Being a character in a Nancy Drew game, being a character on Trickster Online, like, there were a whole bunch of that sort of things. And then we had some really strange esoteric stuff, like 10 pounds of fudge. And handmade Gryffindor and Slytherin bags. Chocobo coasters. A giant box with 1,000 chuzzles in it.
This sounds like the list of things that the pinata
was
promising.
Everything was there. It's amazing. What wasn't there is the question.
Oh, that's great. Can I bid on something right now? It's not actually in the auction, but maybe you can pull it off for me. I'm willing to bid on it. Can you get Gabe and Tycho on the show? I will gladly pay for that.
I have no control. I mean, does anyone have any control over Gabe and Tycho?
No,
no,
not at all.
Of course not. Absolutely not.
I've been trying to get him on the show for a long time now. I'll talk to you later. But I'd love to, if you can't get him on the show, can you get him to cut me something like Major Nelson did, just saying, hey, this is Gabe and Tycho, and you're listening to Evil Avatar Radio? I'll pay you. I'll pay $100 for that.
I will send you with my highest recommendation.
Please do. I'll go above that. I'll go above that if I got
to.
I'll go above that if I got to, but we'd love to have him on the show. And thank you for coming on the show twice. Actually, this is your third run.
It's my third. It's
yes,
my
it
third
is.
Time. Yes.
So we'll just make you a co-host. might as well. That's great. So this is all good stuff. What's the next plan for Child's Play coming up here? I mean, obviously you guys are going to continue to run totals, but are there any more events?
We pretty much run year round at this point. Like, we accept donations year round, and the lists are up year round. So while we're really sort of doing all of the bells and whistles around Christmas, you can actually make a donation year-round. And the sponsors are always still there and everything like that. So, you know, we keep rolling. We don't really at any point power down. So that's always going on. And we're sort of in, I guess, the home stretch for counting all the numbers up for this year. So it's pretty fast and furious right now, and we're making sure that the hospitals don't run out of things and things like that. And we're still trying to hook up everybody with their tours of Bungie or whatever it is that they want at the dinner auction. So that's what our hands are full with right now.
That's great. Are there any more events scheduled?
There's still lots of community run events that are going on, and we've actually got some new ones I think coming in that will probably go into the calendar this week. Those types of things happen, you know, all through December. So the community events calendar is still there. There are no more official Penny Arcade events this year unless we manage to reschedule our poker tournament, because unfortunately the weekend in December we were supposed to have our poker tournament that Comic Stop in Linwood does with us. It was a huge blizzard. The whole city shut down. So we weren't able to get there. So unfortunately that's something that we're going to have to reschedule, I think.
You get those up north, don't you?
Well, we don't. It was crazy. It was amazing.
About the best definition of a blizzard for us down here is something you get at Dairy Queen. That's about as far as it goes. For us, it's, no snow here. But, we were talking about the Desert Bus Guys the last time we were on, and they had a final tally. What was that? Do you remember?
Their final tally was right around $23,000. Isn't that crazy? $23,000. We actually met them. We invited them to come to the charity dinner because we had to meet these guys. We had to see if they were sane, you know. We had to look them in the eye and ask them, what the hell were they doing? But they were just an awesome bunch of guys, and it was really great to meet them, and I hope they had a good time because they sure did suffer for us.
Well, it was all for a good cause, so I don't know really. I don't really know how much it was actually suffering as it was raising money. It really is for generally any charity event, for any charity cause, it does feel good to give to those things. However, when it's something as specific as Child's Play is what Child's Play is, and it goes back to this whole community feeling that it's not you and a million other nameless people that you don't know. It's you and your ilk. It's you and your community.
Yeah.
Your gamer buddies, whatever. Mostly, you know, you're playing online with somebody. Chances are they've either donated to Child's Play or plan to, or whatever the case may be. You guys are, you know, you're all in that group. It's not just, you know.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. I mean, it even though we're seeing these incredible numbers now, you know, particularly as the years have gone by, we're still very grassroots. I mean, it's the same community of people. We're kind of growing up together and coming into more as we get older. And it's really quite amazing. You know, the people who are donating now, in a lot of ways, they're the same people who were donating 4 years ago. They're putting a little more into it nowadays. But, it's still very much community-driven, and that's one of the best things about it.
Yeah, so I guess you'll be in charge of it all again next year, right?
Well, that's what they tell me.
I think you're doing a great job. You know they will, and they'd be crazy not to. Now, when does the focus now turn to PAX? Because that's I guess the planning stages are coming up for that, huh?
Yeah, that definitely. As for my for what's on my plate, I pretty much will be starting to think about PAX towards the end of January and into early February. And I mean, when you're talking about the guys right up there at the top of the Crystal Throne, like Robert and Gabe and Tycho, I'm sure that they're already thinking of PAX and trembling.
Well, I know I am. I'm already thinking about it because it's another chance for me to get out of town, and leave work for a bit. But yeah, it's coming up in August.
You don't get to leave work though. That's a working trip for you.
Oh, no, it is, but it's great though. I love to leave work for events like this. You know, I would rather take a vacation to go to something like this rather than take a vacation to go to a beach or whatever. I would so much rather.
Awesome. I appreciate that. That's great.
Yeah, well, it's a lot like that that picture that Gabe drew of Gabe and Tycho at the beach.
Right, of them on the beach.
Yeah, Gabe's all like, yay in the water, and Tycho's got his helmet on. That's okay. Just don't say it again. Don't say it again.
First friend. That's right. That's what you heard. That's what I heard.
Well, that's what I said.
Exactly. That's what I heard.
With the connection.
Whatever was wrong with Scott?
Nothing. I just thought. And so I just panicked. But that's okay. Yeah. It was actually no reason to. Child's Play is really cool.
Let's talk about Child's Play some more.
Go back to that for a moment. Kristen.
Crazy PA guys.
Can't wait to sit next to you at the dinner next year.
I've got some place I've got to be, guys.
All right. Well, listen, thank you again for calling us again for the third time. We're going to have you on many more. You are such a great person to talk to. We love having you on.
It's my pleasure. You guys are the best.
And I'm not kidding about I will pay to have Gabe and Tycho either on the show or cut a bumper for me. Whatever the case, I will pay top dollar for that. They can
name
their price.
I'll see what kind of deal I can cut for you. But no promises, because, you know, I can't. No one can predict what those guys are going
to
do.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll let you get back to your family there, and you guys have a nice night. And it's a great thing you do. Thank you so much for doing it. And
it's my pleasure. Thank you and the whole Evil Avatar community.
All right. We'll
have a good holiday for yourself.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Oh my gosh, that's happening, isn't it? That thing at the end of December that everybody does, but I just can't think of what it is.
Yeah, at least you forget. Hey, what are you asking for Christmas? What are you asking for Christmas?
A rice cooker.
Those are great.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I have one, a microwave one, but it's on its last legs, and I hear they have ones that are powered by electricity now. That would be pretty slick.
So you're asking for a rice cooker, and
I am.
What are the kids asking for?
What aren't they asking for? Well, the baby doesn't ask for anything because, you know, he's a baby.
Right.
But my daughter is into everything and anything. Well, you know, actually, that case of 1,000 chuzzles that I mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in her bedroom right now.
Oh, okay.
That's what she got for Christmas.
Great, great. All right, well, thanks again for calling in. We will let you go, and we will talk to you very, very soon. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Kristen Lindsay from Penny Arcade on Evil Avatar Radio, talking about Child's Play, of course. And if you would like to, there's still time to donate, and you're more than welcome to do so. Childsplaycharity.org is where you can go. Also, there's a big map there. You can donate directly to the site if you'd like to just donate money. However, one of the things that we haven't mentioned is there's a big map right there that has lists of all these children hospitals all over the country, all over the world, actually. So hopefully there's one near you. If there's not, you can try and get one there, at least maybe for next year. But find one close by if you want to. Click on that. It'll take you to the Amazon wish list for that hospital that has different things they need, children's books and games and toys and things like that they need. And you can donate that way. You can order those in the hospital. That hospital will get whatever it is you buy for them. It's all tax deductible if you're kind of concerned about that. Whatever the case, they're covered for you. But yeah, you can do it that way as well. So childsplaycharity.org is where you need to go to find out more about that. We'll be back with more here on 1170 WACV and more of Evil Avatar Radio. And welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here at 1170 WACV. Really quick check in the chat room. It'll be like 6 seconds behind on this, but hopefully our mics sound okay again. Just let us know if they sound okay. We're going to move on with the conversation. Just
may get a little wonky after we use the dump button.
Mics, test. Is this okay?
Sunday. I know they were wanting me to do it. I thought I'd do it, but there you go. So anyway, we're going to talk about some of the news that happened this week. I don't know if we've got it. This has been a great show. some of the things that happened today, because I don't know if we're going to get to Monday if I don't do it now. Hey, when you hook up your PS3, you'll have an update to download. It comes out tomorrow.
I saw that.
You didn't care at the time.
Well, I thought just enough to wish that I had a PS3 that I could update.
And now you can.
And now you've got one. That's great. So, yeah, James got him a PS3, and Jeremy got engaged. So there you go. Lots of stuff happened this show. BioShock won AP, the Associated Press's Game of the Year Award, which I think is a little bit more credible than the Spike TV Game of the Year Award.
In that it is actually credible at all.
It depends. depends on your opinion of the Associated Press for whatever reason. I don't have a problem with them. I think that's fine. I'd rather it win from, like, some more peers of theirs, you know, like a... Of course, I guess nothing like that exists. I think there is an awards event. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but that does give out those kind of things. But yeah, I think it deserves. You didn't get back into that this weekend, did you?
I actually did think about it a lot. Yeah. You know, it was on my mind, wanting to go back and see it some more. But it's going to take an awful long time to have played everything through that's happened in the last part of the year. I don't think that BioShock is undeserving.
No.
But I definitely think, and this isn't because I question, you know, its Game of the Year status. I don't personally even care. But I think that it has the benefit of being the first great game that came out this year. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, it was very palpable when we reached that point. It was like, you know, there was BioShock, and it just sort of erupted. And from BioShock, it was kind of like, it was a tiny little jump to Halo 3. And then from Halo 3, it was just, you know, step, here's a great game. Another step, another great game. Like, all the way through pretty much to the end of the year with, you know, maybe a two-week break here, a week and a half, two-week break over here. Like, it has the benefit of having sort of lain in the minds of people a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And now that, you know, you have to decide Game of the Year at this time of year, because I don't know why, but you do, I wonder how other things would have fared if they had come out earlier, you know, developed, like, had a little more mind share back when people were kind of obsessing over it. So, I don't know. But again, not that it's not deserving. It certainly is.
Yeah, one of the things I'd like to do for our show next week or whatever is kind of pick our five games of the year that we've enjoyed.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking along similar lines. I was going to bring that up afterwards, but
I wish I will do my best to play through as many things that I have not yet seen.
Well, what I want to do
in order to more accurately tell you why you're wrong and I'm right about your opinions.
Yeah, he spends a lot of time thinking up those things too. He's really like you'll give him an idea, and then he's like, "All right, how can I come out on top of what right. he said?" But in a very clever and witty way, in order to make him look stupid,
but feel good at the same time.
Yeah, one of the things, like, pick our top five games of the year, but also pick the top five games that we didn't play of the year as well.
So regrets?
I think so. Yeah, because I for whatever reason. I don't know. I've been seeing a lot more video this week, I guess, but Crysis is something I'm actually interested in playing now.
The tech demos, the tech videos, like, you know, the physics videos, they look, that's swanky.
Man.
It's really nice. Yeah, I wish I could play it.
I know. That's the same thing. It's like, oh, I wish I could have played that this year. But yeah. Oh, we got a phone call. We so ever rarely get these.
I don't have a working headset.
Oh, well, you're out of luck.
Hunt
we'll
again.
Try and I'll sign it to you. We've got Agward on the line. Hey, man. You there? Are you there, Agor?
I think you did something wrong.
Is there, you there? All right, apparently he's not on the line anymore. No, he's not. He's actually not on the line. Oh, well.
Did you hang up on him?
No, I didn't hang. I don't think I hung up on him.
You don't think?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
I don't know. Hey, man, call back if you need to. 334-272.
Call back and Scott will hang up on you again.
9228.
It's Scott's fault.
He probably hung up on you because it's Agort.
Oh, it's Agort. All right.
He
well.
Tells you that.
Yeah,
later.
Really, he gets them all wrong. I don't know what to tell you. If there's a way to mispronounce your name, Scott's going to find it.
I will find it. I think he just called back. Is that him? Okay. She's going to put on the hold, and we'll get right back to him. So let's see. What else? Activision is the number one publisher so far of 2007.
Yeah.
You know, obviously. You got... What did they release this? Well, they released Guitar Hero 3, Call of Duty 4. All those are huge sellers.
Yeah.
Normally, EA, I think, takes that rank, but not this year. So.
Yeah.
It was Activision, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the name is that they want to go with. Agort is on the line now. Agort, you there? Oh, please don't do this again.
I told you.
What is going on?
He's just having some fun at your expense now.
I think we lost him again. Oh, Jesus. All right, man.
Send an email if you can't stay connected to us.
Yeah, throw in an email, everyone at evilavatarradio.com. Just send us an email. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on.
The host is incompetent.
This is just like a COD 4 game when I got eight people in the room. I can't keep it connected for whatever reason. Well, because my connection's horrible, I guess. But, yeah, call back or send us an email. Looks like email's probably going to be the best bet for you. Sorry, I don't know what's going on. But yeah. What else do we have go on in the news here? Let's see. Excuse me. We also had, there's this weird thing going on with Activision and Rock Band.
Okay.
Have you been reading about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, Activision or Rock Band wanted to release a patch.
Yeah,
for the PS3,
and Activision talked Sony out of it.
No, don't do that.
And then, yeah, Activision comes out with their press release saying, no, we want to work with them. We offered them a deal. You know, read dollar signs into that.
Yeah.
Pay us money if you want our guitar to work with your product.
But you neglected our deal, and so, therefore, even if you try to release
so
a patch.
So, therefore, our customers have to suffer.
Yeah. So what was this specifically? Because I didn't follow this story. Give me a little more depth.
Go for it.
All right. hang on, let me... Alt-tab
pressure falls on you. As I understand, obviously,
I've got the press release up here.
Just to give you an update, you know, the guitar issue between Rock Band and Guitar Hero 3.
Okay, yeah. Harmonix created a software patch for the PS3 that would allow the Rock Band to use the Guitar Hero 3 controller with Rock Band.
Okay,
Activision objected to the release of the patch, and so Sony has it, but we've been told that they're not going to release it because of Activision's objection.
Okay.
Then the next week, Activision puts out a statement that says, in fact, Harmonix and its parent company, MTV Games Viacom, recently declined Activision's offer to reach an agreement that would allow the use of the Guitar Hero controllers with Rock Band. We have been and remain open to discussions with Harmonix, blah, 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 blah. You know, I just read that as being, yeah, if they would pay us a bunch of money, we would let our, you know, we would let our customers use their guitars with Rock Band.
Huh.
Well... Yeah.
They said no. I don't know. I don't get that. I really don't.
It's really, really bad PR. And whoever, you know, made that decision will, you know, I guess have to answer for that in the marketplace with angry consumers.
What would be interesting to see is a third party come in and be like, hey, we got a guitar that works on both. Buy ours.
Right.
And then just completely take over there. Something interesting happened over the weekend. It's interesting in the sense that I haven't heard about it up until now for a very long time. The Phantom is now on sale.
Well,
that was funny.
Phantom.
I had to follow a couple of different news stories to even figure out what it is anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I had actually followed that a while ago when they actually announced that. Well, what's his name? Tim Roberts? Was he the guy that started the whole,
I honestly don't remember.
Some dude.
Yeah. Whoever it was that started Infinium Labs left, and then they became basically a legitimate company. And they said, yeah, we're going to focus on just making this lap board thing that got pretty positive reviews at E3 when it was the only thing that we ever had to show.
Right.
And we're like, yeah, okay, maybe it'll come out, maybe it won't, don't really care. And they are apparently now selling the lap board, which I would really actually like to try this thing out. Because it might work really well for my setup at home. You know, it might be good for playing PC games.
That was one of the things that I heard a lot of people say.
Yeah,
when they heard that it was.
But I really actually want to be able to hold it in my hands and try it out first. I'm not going to buy it sight unseen or untested.
What is the price? Did they have a price on that?
Let me go check that out.
All right. Well, while you go check that out, we're going to try this phone thing again.
All right.
Sudo is on the line now, and let's see if, from what I understand, the minute I press this button, apparently it disconnects, but this is not the disconnect button, so let's see what happens. Are you there?
Hello?
All right, not my fault. Sudo is on the line. Were you calling in to test our connection?
Yes.
Because he says that it was, he says he would hear my name, he would hear his name, he would hear me say, you know, Agort's on the line, and then disconnect. So apparently it works for you. It does not work for him. I don't know why, but yeah. So how are you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Where are you calling from?
Going well. I'm calling from sunny, or not so sunny now, but Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, how's it going on there? Over there, wherever.
I haven't had to whore myself out to make some cash yet, so
that's
we're doing
then.
All right.
That's a good. Yeah, I guess that's always a good day whenever you don't have to do that. What have you been playing lately, man?
Not a whole lot. A lot of Rock Band. Because I just got my 360 back from Texas. That was good times.
Gee, what do you have? Red Ring?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah. Of course.
Yeah. So everything come back good with it? I mean, do you have any problems when it came back? I mean, everything was all right?
Everything's been good so far. It's only been a week, though. So I'm kind of just crossing my fingers, hoping nothing goes wrong with it. now, but I don't know. It only took him 2 weeks from the time I sent it off to the time I got it back, so I was pretty impressed with that.
That's good. That's good. My guitar that I sent off to EA to have fixed for Rock Band took no time at all.
Yeah, I actually have to send mine in, too. Mine just started. It doesn't, the down press on the little bar there doesn't work. So
the down strum's broken, yeah.
Yeah.
And so they sent it back. It actually works. I tried it out on the song that was giving me hell, because it's got a lot of downstrokes. It's got a lot of strokes in it anyway, but and God, did so much better than what I've been doing on it. It's great. So you're enjoying Rock Band. Do you have the full band experience, or are you going solo?
I have the full band experience. It's good times.
I hate you. It's wonderful whenever, you know, Dana can come over and actually do the singing part, and that's it. I can do a two-man band. That's all we got. We can't get the group over there to have a full band and have it. What's the name of your band? And can you say it on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's Fat Blasted Cat. Just kind of fun to say.
That's a good band name. We had a band, the suggestion that the game gave us was Donkey Party. Hey, that's the first thing we thought of, too.
That you didn't look at is what it sounds like.
It's like a Mexico tradition or something. I don't know. Rite of passage. But yeah, so they suggested Donkey Party. We picked it, and they said, well, you can have this name, but you can't go online because somebody else already has it, obviously. So, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so we decided to go with the name of Pants That Fit. That was it's one of the things that the Viva Pinata
that he says in the
commercial. One of the things he'll grant us if we'll let him down, you know, among
baked potato.
Yeah, an amicable divorce.
A pistol.
And with one bullet.
Wow.
That's a great commercial. All right, let's see if we can get Agor. Wait a second. Yeah.
I've got one thing left before I can let you go here real quick.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I have to let it play for a bit so people know what's going on. All right, that's enough. Goodbye. We cut him off. Anyway. We just got Rick rolled.
We just got Rick rolled. That's awesome.
Best show ever, I think we can say.
getting Rick rolled on the air.
Well,
you're
getting a PS3 engagement. Kristen doing her thing, and then just getting Rick rolled. I think, I think we just made it.
It's at least as fun as, Jonathan Colton and Ellen McLean.
Oh yeah, it was great too. Let's see if we can get him. I'm not going to say his name this time because apparently I jinx it. Are you there?
Oh my God, I got through. Dude, it must be a cell phone, man. That's all it was.
So it was your cell phone then, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, it's Agort, correct?
What up, the infamous?
All right, man. What are you calling in for? Do you even
I wanted to know if you guys saw the Mario Galaxy DS video.
No.
Oh, no way, man. You got to go check that out. Apparently, if you do a certain thing with getting the stars and trade them in, you can activate a DS mode where it kind of looks like Mario is on the DS and the user controls Luigi on the TV, or vice versa. I don't know. See, the video is really shaky. Some people are saying that the polygon resolution on the DS looks way too high, so they're calling it fake. But how you would fake a video like that, I don't know. But they made a golden DS pop out of a gift box that they found in another galaxy after trading in so many stars. It was crazy. I mean, you've really got to go find this video and check it out.
All right, Jeremy, your mission this weekend, should you choose to accept it, is get your...
regardless of if you choose to accept
it. It's on Dig. It's on the gaming page at dig.com right now.
I'll definitely check that out.
Probably about 6 or 7 stories down, but I know that there's a lot of people speculating, going, oh, this is fake, this is real. And if it is real,
did, it, maybe this is like a Nintendo release, it was an accident, somebody should not have gotten this video, and maybe they cut it at the end, because I mean, we know Nintendo, they keep their lips tight about every game that comes out.
You know, we saw that Halo DS.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and that was something that, you know, at first we only heard about it, you know, word of mouth, and we thought, okay, well, whatever, and then they showed us video of the thing.
Yep.
We're like, oh my God, it does exist. And so, yeah, you know, I wouldn't put it past him to try and do something like this. So, yeah, we'll look for that video, see what we can do. Jeremy over here has finished Galaxy. How many stars? Did you get all of them?
I got all 120 stars.
You got all 120. And how many did you say it may take?
I don't know. I can't remember from the video.
123.
I only got a glimpse of it from a friend who sent me it. But I just know that they had so many stars. I believe it said, like, 121. Like, they found a hidden star in the game.
Okay, well, it looks like Sudo just posted a link. However, knowing his reputation so far, I don't know if I'd trust that link.
I was telling them in the chat before they could even hear that you guys were getting Rickrolled.
All right, man, we'll look for that. Thanks for calling in. I'm sorry it was giving you trouble.
Yeah, finally. I told you I was going to have to call in because you guys are always saying you never get to hear too many voices. So there
we
go.
We always welcome
you.
Them.
Yes.
Thanks a lot
finally,
for calling.
Over the phone instead of over the live mic that I'm always getting disconnected by anyway.
Yeah, well, we love it when people call, so thanks so much, man.
Yep.
Good
Take
to hear
care.
From you.
Talk to you later.
Yep.
All right, well, that's great. Great. So, yeah, check that out. What did the link actually go to? A game trailer video of that? Did you check that out?
It's starting right now.
Okay, well, you know, let us know. We only got a few minutes left in the show here. this has been a great show. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. It was, it's been wonderful. We got a few more people in the chat room. I didn't go over. Daniel Out is in there. Lord Don Kilarin is in there. Destu. Also, Tyler Durden 84 is in the chat room as well. And I believe we've got that covered. Everybody else who was in there before. So, really, thank you guys for listening. It's been a great show so far.
What else?
What?
Yeah, I see what it's saying you have to do. You have to go back through the game as Luigi and collect 121 stars.
Oh, wow.
Which means I'd have to do everything I just did a second time.
Right.
Wow.
So?
Can you do that before the next show?
No. Well, no way.
Are you going to try and work on that, though?
I want to know if it's legitimate before I try to work on something like that. I'm not looking for Wesker sunglasses, man. The gaming equivalent of a snipe hunt. No.
Well, definitely see what you can find out about that, because that would be interesting.
I'll look into it.
You know, I would trust you before I would even trust a game trailer video. You know, if you told me it happened, I believe you. So yeah, if you can tell us how that goes and see what you can find out. I was going to say we got an email, but that was Agor just sending me his phone number and be like, I can't call you. You've got to call me if you want me on the air. So there's his number. I guess I could put that out on the air, but I guess I won't do that. Let's see. What else do we have in the news? We've only got a few more minutes to cover it. We pretty much hit most of the high points there. As far as what went on last week. Looking back over, the big news for me was obviously the Burnout Paradise demo. That was great, and I plan to do that as well. I'm trying to look over real quick here and see if there's anything else that we want to cover. You guys got anything? Do you remember off the top of your head?
No.
All right.
No. I'm looking forward to, I got a slightly better, better week next week. Something a little more appropriate for wasting time on video games.
I know, and now you've got a PS3.
And now I've got more to do, you know.
That is great.
And I may at some point, want to try to get, what's it called? Game, Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah.
So, so we can do a little end-of-the-year special type of stuff, talk about things. And we should probably point out to everybody, in case anybody joined late, that this is our last live show of the year.
Right, yeah.
Because the next two shows fall on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, respectively.
Which doesn't mean we're not going to have...
We're still going to do the show.
Yeah, we're still going to do the show.
It's just going to be like a whole show of the after show.
Pretty
much. Instead of live and taking calls and everything like that.
And I wanted to point out, I made this thread over at Evil Avatar. If you guys want to send in some Christmas wishes, you're more than welcome to do so. You know, just record your voice saying, hey, this is, I'll use Agort, for instance. Hey, this is Agort. I want to say hi to Psycho Boy 2, Merry Christmas, that sort of thing, over to you after. Send those in. We're going to play those at the end of next week's show. Since we really won't be doing an after show for that, since it'll be one big one, I figured we'd throw in those greetings. If you want to do that, check the thread over at Evil Avatar. I've got that set up over there, so you can email those in. If you got, you know, Christmas wishes, whatever you want to say, holiday something, doesn't matter. You can insult people if you'd like to. Don't Rickroll them, because I won't play that. but yeah, definitely you can send those in, and we'll have that as well. Yes, you can do it drunk if you'd like to. It doesn't matter. So we're going to wrap up. Oh, no, we're not. We're going to wrap up in about 5 minutes, the show.
Looking at that video, if that's a fake,
it's a good
that
one.
Is the best fake I've ever seen. Really hard to imagine that.
Explain it. What's going on? Is he controlling?
I don't really get what's going on there at the end, but it does very much. You see like the DS in the video with the guy using the stylus on it to control what looks like a Mario Galaxy DS game. I mean, I don't know. And yet you saw all the stuff like on the Wii of like Mario and Luigi running to grab these golden DSs, and it looks real good.
Wow.
If it's, yeah.
Does it entice you more to try and see if this happens? To wanting to go back through it with Luigi?
I don't know, man. Even if it's legit, that's going to be a tall order.
I wish you could
going
transfer
the entire game a second time.
I wish you could transfer your save game to me, because I'm not that far in it. Then I could play through Luigi having going through it basically my first time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we could do that.
To figure out a way to do that?
Yeah, we just need an SD card. No problem.
All right, well, then we should do that, because I'll go through it, because I'm only, you know, I'm not very far into Galaxy as it is.
Okay.
So I'll go through it with Luigi and see what we can do.
Great.
All right, there we go. Things come together so easily on this. Sometimes
there's a lot of other games out there I want to get to now that I'm done with Galaxy. I'm sure I'll go back to it at some point.
What are you going to jump into now? That's it. What are you going to play this weekend?
I want to finish the Orange Box.
Okay. Is that what you're going to try and do this weekend? You got the
well, this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dennis, what are you going to play this weekend or this week?
Not much. Probably some more 12. I'm still busy with that.
Some more what?
Final Fantasy 12.
Oh, 12. Okay. I didn't.
I have nothing new.
More 12. I didn't know what that was. Zilla, Dana, anything on your agenda for this week and this weekend as far as gaming's concerned? Watching Blu-ray movies on your new PS3?
Watching Blu-ray movies.
Anything else?
Probably not. It's a busy week.
We're going to be able to get some Rock Band in? Try?
We can try, yeah.
I know. We got to go up. We got to,
pants
know,
that fit need more fans.
We've got to, you know, bump up our difficulty level, apparently.
Oh, goodness.
They really want to make that hard on us.
I'll get back to them on that.
Oh, my God. I hate that feature. And James, anything for you this week and this weekend? I know it's a lot of work involved.
Some various, yeah. I got a lot of stuff I want to play.
Yeah,
I have got to assassinate some more people.
Yeah,
I've simply been leaving people alive far too long.
He's not talking about games, ladies and gentlemen.
Also, I've got to play some Assassin's Creed. Yeah, I got to get some Assassin's Creed in, chip away at my pile of old things that I didn't beat before BioShock came out. More Warcraft, obviously, always, and. Turns out I got a PS3 now, so I'll be trying to figure out what that thing is like.
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with it. So.
You know, yeah. If anything, you'll love it for folding at home. If anything, you'll love it that you can go online for free.
I'm also going to love that I don't have to string another 50-foot Ethernet cable.
Yeah.
Because it's got built-in wireless.
Built-in wireless, exactly.
I simply would not pony up the dough to buy to even buy like a bridge for my 360.
Well, you know, you're right there by yours. It's in the other side of the house.
Yeah.
So I really needed the Wi-Fi for all of that stuff. So, well, that's good to know there. For me, I'll jump back into some COD 4. What was I thinking about playing the other day? There was some old game that I wanted to jump back into. I can't remember. Rainbow Six Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I need to finish that.
You really do need to play through the single player.
I got something about going back to. Maybe after Orange Box.
Did you not beat the single player campaign either?
I never played the single player campaign.
It was really very good. I think you would enjoy yourself. I think it's very, very good. You should go back to it. Because I'd be interested, you know, because a lot of the complaints I had about Call of Duty 4 were based on the very positive experiences I had with Rainbow Six Vegas. So I would be interested to see how you feel about it coming at it from the other direction.
Yeah.
That's what I plan on doing if I can pull myself away from the Burnout demo.
You should walk away from the Burnout demo for a while.
It's hard, man.
But before we have a chance to play together.
Okay, yeah. We'll try and throw in some of that tonight, I guess, if you're up for it.
All right.
But, yeah, that's going to do it for the show. Remember, no live show next week, but we will have a show for you regardless. There will be an episode 88.
88.
Yep. 88. Hey.
What? Bite! Talking about...
Great Scott.
Hey, you know that when this show hits 88, you're going to see some serious stuff.
great. Way to be the TV edit, Scott. You could have saved that for the after show. But you had to be the version we see on TBS.
All right. That's going to do it. We'll see you next week.
Take care, everybody.
All right, we're recording.
Cool. All right.
We're on. It's the after show.
From
one of the one of the best shows that we've had, I think.
I agree. Yeah.
That was a great show.
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down.
Never going to run around and hurt you.
And hurt you.
Never going to make you cry.
Never going to say goodbye.
Never going to tell a lie. Anybody want to finish?
Or desert you.
There you go. Never gonna give, never gonna give.
Give you.
And why don't we just get TV down here and get a 360 and Rock Band going, man?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
That for Rock Band. Yeah, I thought, I heard that, and I was like, what? Am I supposed to? Ah, damn it.
Rick rolled us. On the air. Oh, good thinking, Pseudo. Way to go. That was great. Which gives me an idea to do that to more people, actually. I should call in Greg.
I haven't been Rickrolled in months.
I'm going to Rickroll a lot of shows now.
Yeah.
I'm going to call in that local TV show and do that. Nobody will get it but me, but I'll still do it. It's a great idea.
It was a great idea.
All
right, so what am I going to play first? What do I got to play first?
I don't know.
Help me figure it out. I'm really concerned about...
I want to push you on Uncharted so I can have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm like, you know what? You're right. That is a great game. Maybe you should save it. But
and how sad is it? We didn't talk about this bit of news on the thing, but like the NPD numbers for Drake's Fortune?
Drake's Fortune were bad.
They're miserable.
Crysis were bad. Unreal Tournament 3 was bad, which you've got that to play now.
Yeah, but I mean specifically that Uncharted has... really, really impressive reviews and user comments. I mean, there's no one really saying that this isn't one of the best games they've played, you know, since Time Out of Mind.
It doesn't sell. It's a critic darling, I think, you know, but it's one of those things that...
But it's on the PS3.
Well...
The system has been starved for high-quality titles.
They're not advertising it at all.
Well, yeah, and that was the other end. I haven't seen any degree of advertising.
How much TV have you been watching?
No, here's the thing though. Like sitting at work, sitting in the green room, one of the TVs is always on G4 TV.
Okay. Well, that's odd because I've seen advertisements for it.
I've seen about 5,000 Call of Duty 4 advertisements for the PS3 version specifically.
Huh.
Not just Call of Duty in general, but with PS3 dollars behind it. I haven't seen a single thing for Uncharted. Maybe it's a total coincidence, but in any case, it's sad that this is exactly what you needed for the system. This is very much the kind of thing that everybody said they wanted. Where's the sales? It could just be that being so late in the season, it got lost.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's November. I'm broke. Maybe that's it. I honestly don't know.
My question is now, do you want to borrow the games that I've got, or do you want to buy those games for yourself? It's like, do you want to borrow Uncharted, or do you want to buy Uncharted?
I feel like I should buy Uncharted.
Yeah, just to support.
Damn right.
That's good. Yeah, exactly.
I like to complain a lot. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about being able to complain is that when you have the opportunity to, you know, do the right thing... where you're always complaining about what other people do, then you kind of have to do it in order to keep complaining.
Yeah.
So I can't lament their numbers, you know, without buying it. But I always like to buy anyway. I like to know that my dollars are... It's the only thing I have to vote with, so... I like to spend them.
Yeah, you know, Sony sent me my copy, so I guess I should go as well.
No, that's
Christmas
obviously... That's a different thing.
What are these holes punched in the UPC code for?
Right.
It's a special edition. Yeah, I sent an email to Neil Druckmann and thanked him for what a wonderful game that was after I finished it. because it is a great game. I remember reading Tycho's article about it on Penny Arcade. That game will charm the shit out of you, and it does. It really, really does. It is great. So yeah, that's my big one. That's the first thing I would want you to play. I mean, seriously, if I didn't want to think about, well, he needs to play this for some. No. Uncharted, because it was the best thing I've played on the PS3 so far.
It's awesome.
And so Uncharted is what I would love for you to play. Just especially that moment you're introduced to his little sidekick, or that, you know, you see the rapport that they have going on, Drake and Sully. And now he's the guy that does everything. He's the pilot of the plane, the pilot of the boat, or the captain of the boat. Whatever it is, he's like, you know, he's your man. He's your launch pad. That's what he
right.
is.
That's funny.
You know, you're Scrooge. He's launch pad. That's exactly what he is to you. And he's a great little, or whatever. Fucking what's his name that was in GoldenEye? The guy that was in he was Mitchell.
Oh, Jodan Baker.
Yeah, in GoldenEye. That's who he is.
Right on.
Guy on the sandwich. Mitchell.
Heart pounding. Veins clogging.
Mitchell.
Not the baby oil. If you haven't,
two people listening to this podcast.
Yeah. If you have not seen Mystery Science Theater 3000's treatment of Mitchell, starring Jodan Baker, then you're not a complete human.
You need to treat yourself. One of the threads that was on Evil Avatar, and I can't remember where it was under like movies, comics, things like that, was the subject. But the subject line was Mr. Be Gone. And I was like, So I found a picture of Mr. Be Natural.
Oh, yeah.
And I put her in there. I was like, I thought you were talking about this. And some guy was like, damn, you beat me to it. It's always good to find other Missies. It's always fun. But yeah, so that's what I'd like you to play is Uncharted first.
All right, I can do that.
Definitely go look into that.
I can do that. I got like I said.
You're going to get your first...
I got to stab some more guys first.
You're
gonna get
your first,
that's fine.
Your first encounter with six-axis motion control.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Especially with grenade throwing for that game. But yeah, a lot of fun. That game's a lot of fun. Yeah, good show.
Yeah, it'll be funny. Hopefully Nabokov will not know that I got one. And I'll just, like, send him a PSN friend invite.
Where the fuck was he?
He finally got tired of waiting around for
he
me to get
He quit listening
PS3.
To the show because you got my PS3.
The day he stops, he gets a PS3, and then you get engaged. So, again,
fuck
congratulations
these guys
on that
Xbox
for you.
360s. I don't have to take this shit.
That's true. I'm surprised he wasn't around tonight. That is odd. He will shit himself when he realizes that he went through the PS3. Now you'll start to get emails from him, goddammit.
Yeah.
I should have emailed him, but you know. Just so you know.
So have you bought Crash Bandicoot yet, Scott?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't.
I still need to look and see if I got that disc. I think I do.
Yeah. I'd love to play that.
I'll check.
I don't know when I'm going to play it. Shit. You know, if
the burnout
demo...
Yeah, because there's nothing else to play.
No, seriously. If the burnout demo is any indication of what that game's going to do to me...
Uh-huh.
Dude, I ain't even play shit, man. That's all I'm going to be playing. I swear to God, because there were times where I was like, yeah, I'll jump into a game of COD 4. And I'd see a few people playing it, but for whatever reason, not enough for me to try and jump in. I was like, well, let me play a little Burnout and see if more people come into the COD 4 game. It never happened, man. It would be in Burnout, and then I would send invites to other people to come play with me. Man, that was some fun times. There were these moments, like on the barrel roll ramps. I was chasing after Numlock.
Yeah.
We were playing the tag game, and he would jump down into the beach where the barrel roll ramps are, and we were headed for it. I'm like, all right, we're going to do a double barrel roll. Well, his car barrel rolled to the left, and mine barrel rolled to the right at, like, the same damn time. It was just, and we stuck both of them. And I was like, God damn it, this needs a save film feature. I need to go back and film that and be like, look what we just did. Because that is just some cool shit you can do with those cars, man. Fun stuff. But, yeah, it's gonna hold me for a long, long time. And it's fun. I'm taking that day off when it releases.
Okay. What's the date?
January 22nd.
Okay.
Taking that day off. I'm going to play that game for a good, solid day and a half. Even though I'm only taking one day off. I'll just be late to work that next day. What else?
I'm trying to remember. There was something I was looking at earlier today. Something about... I don't know. Something that was coming out.
By the way, in the podcast earlier, you heard our mics get fucked up whenever we have to... there's a button. There's a big red button on the board that says dump. And you're hearing our show 6 seconds after it broadcasts. After we say something, you hear it 6 seconds later. That gives us a buffer time in order, in case someone happens to say a dirty word, such as fuck.
Fruit fucker.
Fruit fucker was what she said.
That's right.
And I was like, oh, crap. And I could feel those seconds
button,
sticking off.
Button, where's
I was like,
the button?
Exactly. Who's got the button? And then, boom, there it was. And whenever we kill that that delay, our mics get fucked up for whatever reason. But just give it 6 very long seconds. It's longer than 6. But give it a little bit, and it'll wind back up. And
it takes a little bit longer than that because it does it very incrementally. It takes actually...
Yeah.
Probably a minute or two to build back up.
So apologize about that, but yeah, I had to do that. We'd have been in trouble if I didn't. So, but yeah, I was not kidding about getting Gabe and Tycho.
Yeah, I know you weren't.
You know yeah. I'm not. Yeah,
you have tried.
I have tried to get them on the
show
and come
stuff.
Very close.
It was fun.
Stuff.
We were playing. I was playing the other night Burnout Demo, and I sent an invite to Tycho.
Yeah,
and he joined, and then Ghost Bear joined us, and then Gabe joined us. And so we're having a conversation with Tycho. Gabe's not saying a goddamn word. I don't know what he's doing. But then all of a sudden we hear Tycho saying, get the fuck away from me. Because Gabe is trying to take him down and not, like, just, he's not letting up. One of the things that Ghost Bear said, he's like, I feel like I should have a fin on the top of my car. I feel like this is a very predatory game. We should right. all be, like, you know, we're all sharks here. And, you know, that sort of thing. That's really, you know, it's exactly what it feels like. Because you're seeking that other player just to knock the hell out of him. And it turns into a bit of Demolition Derby mixed in with my Burnout. And so, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, I talk enough during the show. Why am I talking so much in the fucking after show?
I don't know. I'm trying to find that thing I was thinking about earlier. I was looking at stuff for next year, you know, like people actually starting to talk about dates. Oh, it wasn't online. That's why I can't find it. It was in the Game Informer. That's what it was. I was looking at the most recent Game Informer today, and it was a spread about End War.
Oh, what's we were going on with that?
Well, because we were talking about it last week, and it was like, oh yeah, here's a little more about it. It was still preview stuff, man, and it was still all like, you know, it was all bullshit. I mean, it was preview bullshit. You know, the screens looked great. It was just more developer talk about, you know, how they wanted it to be, assuring us that they're overcoming whatever barrier seems to exist between console game controllers and strategy games. So, I don't know. It looks good. I'm really excited about it. But, you know, I turned to the page, looked at it. I thought it would get me really excited. And all it did was, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever. Screenshots. Good
exactly.
job. Give me some great screenshots.
Does, which is just, you know.
Give me screenshots.
That's it. That's all it really did.
And there was something else. I didn't get much of a chance to look through the entire thing. Today, one of my guys at work gave it to me yesterday, and I didn't get to read through it an awful lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
God, I got a lot of stuff to play. I got a ton of shit to play
now. You got that Gran Turismo 5 little demo that you can download off the PlayStation Network?
Fuck! There's a whole network.
Yeah. You can download the Burnout demo on PS3.
Right.
You can download, you know, there's plenty of things you can download off the PS3 now. That are completely exclusive to that.
Right.
So that'll be great. What'll be interesting is that you can start to compare and contrast, you know, these things. You can play that Burnout demo.
Which is one of the things I've missed.
Yeah, and then you can look at the PS3
being able to do
and
both.
See what's going on. Seeing what maybe differences are. Because Tycho Post, again, going back to Penny Arcade, I will continue to mention them to let them know that I want those fuckers on the show. Yeah.
You think you do.
Too. Watch, I'll have him on the show.
I'm
what
just
the
saying,
fuck will
that dump button yeah, only covers 6 seconds every 2 minutes. You think that's enough?
Yeah.
It's exactly. barely, I mean, it took me a long time to figure out how to talk
yourself.
With
yeah, exactly.
It's extremely difficult for me.
But yeah, he wrote today, and we were talking about it. We talked about it Saturday. He asked, I wonder what the differences are. I saw that there were scuttlebutt over at the EVAP forums about the PS3 version being better. What was going on over there? And I said, well, like the PS3 version does look
better than the 360 version.
Uh-huh.
There are certain aspects of the PS3 version that do look better. The car, I swear to God, and I don't know why, but it is. The car is shinier. The world doesn't look any different, but that damn car I'm driving looks shinier on the PS3. Hmm. I don't know why. It just does. The bottom left hand corner of the screen keeps up with your real time stats. Like the upper right hand keeps track of the best stats that are going on. The bottom, like if you go into a drift, it starts counting the yards that you're in that drift, or whatever you're doing, it starts counting the degrees of the flat spin or the E turn that you're doing, the E brake turn. On the PS3, that font, the text, whatever, it's much larger and easier to read than it is on the 360 version. Also, with invites and things like that, with that whole seamless thing going on with the online stuff, the PS3 is the complete seamless experience. The thing is, like, if I'm on the 360, there's a little HUD, there's a little UI that pops up that I can hit the directional pad and look at my friends online and send invites to them. No big deal. I can do that on the PS3. That's fine. If somebody sends me an invite on the 360, the little thing pops up and says, game invite from so-and-so. I have to hit the guide button, which brings out the blade.
Oh, and then it goes to, like, the standard.
Yeah, it goes into the blade. I accept the invite, and then it goes back into the game. It's no, you know, I don't care. That doesn't bug me. Especially with the fact that I got more people on the 360 to play with than I do on the PS3, but it still doesn't bug me. On the PS3, however, if you get a game invite specific to Burnout Paradise, your little UI pops up on the side and says, invite from whoever. All you got to do is hit that directional pad open, and it brings up a menu, accept, decline. You hit accept, boom, you're in there. No fucking blade flies out and talks to you. You do not leave the game whatsoever.
That's
on the
nice.
PS3
nice.
Version. So, I mean, it is extremely seamless. It is the definition of what they wanted is seamless. So, you know, it's got that over the 360 version, but... You know what? My 360 version's got players over the PS3 version.
But for somebody who doesn't necessarily know a lot of people on the 360,
yeah, I mean, if you've got both systems, or if
a factor in your purchasing decision.
It could.
Then again,
oh,
the 360 version has Rumble. Right?
Well, there's that too. You're gonna get Rumble in like March on the PS3.
Yeah,
you can get it now if you want to import the controller.
Oh, okay.
If you want to buy from like PlayAsia or something like that, you can go ahead and get it. It cost you a little bit more.
Do you know if the code is already in Paradise?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Well, cool.
It was one of the first.
It's not as big of a factor.
Like at the at some show back in September, one of the websites broke the story. It's like, yeah, I was playing Burnout, and all of a sudden my controller moved. And so they realized that, oh crap, this is DualShock 3 we're messing around with.
Nice.
So yeah, it's in there. Uncharted has the Rumble built in. It's just
right.
Ratchet and Clank has Rumble in it.
I really want to play that. I've never played a Ratchet and Clank game.
I played a little bit of one and didn't like it.
Jake
back on the
was
PS2.
A big fan of the Ratchet
Jake was
and Clank
a big fan
series.
Of it. I know a bunch of guys who are actually who had PS2s. I never played one. I don't know what my fucking problem was. I don't know. I'm really anxious to play one.
What time period was it that you had a PS2?
I originally bought a PS2 for the very first time about 6 months after they came out. And had it, again, for a very long time, probably, well, not a very long time, a few years. And I sold it to another guy who really wanted one, didn't have any kind of console or anything, because I was at a point where I was spending all my time on the PC. So I was just like, that was in one of the many sort of movements back and forth where I've like been like, fuck the PC, I'm only console. And then fuck the consoles, I'm only PC.
Yeah,
so that's what I had done at the time.
There was that time. There was that time when like it was a decision. Am I going to continue on the PS3 route, or am I going to go console? I think when the consoles started integrating this whole man, when they started going online,
makes
better,
a big difference.
Yeah, it does.
It makes a huge difference because before anybody was really doing it, PS2 Dreamcast era, I could be online and not feel alone. I could be online playing an MMO,
mm-hmm.
talking to people that I knew, get online and do some multiplayer or stay doing single player. But there was a sense of like this latent connection to the universe. And when I had my PS2 on, I felt extremely alone and extremely isolated, particularly when I literally was alone. So, I don't know. It was a very strange. It was like a very, very strange sensation. But now I don't have that when I get online. I see the friends list, and mm-hmm. I, as stupid as it is, and I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea here, but, you know, you see those advertisements pop up, and you see the different focal points of the 360's UI every single day, and you're like, well, you know, this enhances my sense of connection to the universe at large.
Right.
I think I would have a very, very hard problem now, actually, if I were completely unplugged from the internet. I think I would have, like, a real psychological problem with it. Not that it's an addiction, but so much of the way that I act and so much of the way that I interact with some of the people that I know is related to Xbox Live, soon to be PSN, all the people that I know online in various forms, be it in an MMO or otherwise. Like, seems very important to me.
Yeah.
So, for the console to sort of drift into that realm is was a big deal.
It was kind of funny to see in that, I don't know, in the Burnout demo when you're driving around. Do you see those CompUSA ads?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
There's billboards all over the place for CompUSA.
I'd have
That's
lulled.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, the demo we're playing is about 4 months old.
Okay.
The demo is about 4 months old, which means the advertising bought for that demo is probably about a month or so older than that. So it's probably about 5 months old. So maybe as, you know...
Anybody not in on the joke, CompUSA just announced that they were closing their last 100 stores. They're going out of business.
They're totally going out of business. And so there's ads for CompUSA.
I used to work at CompUSA like...
Where?
A little over a decade ago in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, there's
Worked
never been
the
one.
Store in Roswell, here. Which apparently... And there were CompUSAs all over the Atlanta area back then. And I just checked, and there's only one now in Georgia. So that was pretty wild.
Cool. But yeah, there's ads. You haven't played that demo. You've downloaded the demo, you just haven't played it?
I have not downloaded it.
Oh, well, shit. Then, yeah, you
I
need to get on that.
I guess we won't be playing that tonight, then.
Well, no, if you download it. Yeah.
By the time minutes.
I get, dude, by the time I get the show uploaded and everything, yeah. You'll have it downloaded by then.
Okay.
By the time I get everything converted to the whatever the damn shit it needs to be for it to go up, you know, on the
to the place where it's got to go
on iTunes and shit. Yeah, it'll take me that long, and the upload takes just as long. So, yeah.
So now, how do you want to do our thing for next week? You said your idea was like everybody pick their top five games.
What I want everybody to pick their top five games of 2007. Then I want them to pick their top five games that they wanted to to play but didn't.
Because I was also thinking of something like
go ahead, yeah.
You know, just between like all of us pick like. Best multiplayer game, best single player game, best game on this system, this system, this system.
You wanna,
or if you think there's a game that deserves recognition for some weird aspect, best game with, you know, best water in the game or whatever, you know. I don't know.
Best underwater adventure game.
Yeah.
Best games with big daddies. Sure.
The biggest daddies award.
Game that could be improved with skateboards.
Best game that body will play, best whatever. But, you know.
If you want to write up those categories, you go right ahead and send us an email with those in there, and we'll fill them out.
All right.
If you want to go through that. See, I thought about that, but then I was like, man, whenever you make lists like this, you always leave something out.
Yeah.
Or you always sit there and rag. It's like packing for a trip. Did I get everything? Did I cover all my bases? You know, that's why I'm just like...
But that's half the fun of list, is like pissing a bunch of people off. And, you know, you left this out. How dare you?
Right.
You know, everybody likes to read lists because they like to find what's wrong with them.
Yeah, well, I was saving a few to go over some of those lists. Because that's really what happens at year-end shows. It's always, here's the list.
Yeah.
Here's what happened this year. Here's the list of what we liked, what we didn't like. And one of the things, when I started thinking of my top five games of 07... I started in August, and I thought, wait, don't start in August. Go back to the first of the year, and I was like, yeah, don't pass up Crackdown.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
To put that into consideration.
Seriously. Yeah. Like,
that was a February game.
Yeah, it was. Well, and I was thinking about this earlier. Honestly, I mean, it is entirely possible that something I'm going to play within the next few weeks is going to change my mind, but in all likelihood,
best... 360?
Huh?
I was going to say...
No. I was going to say the best game of the year is going to be Burning Crusade.
Yeah. I didn't play it.
No, I'm saying it came out January 16th. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's just an expansion, but it was the first expansion to the biggest MMO in history. It was far later than most expansions ever come out for an MMO, and it's you know, a lot of other MMOs throw out expansions every 6 months or so, and they're a little smaller. This was very big and fundamentally changed how the game
worked.
When
does Wrath release?
Nobody knows. There's no date.
I didn't know if it was like January of 08.
Nah, there's no date.
Maybe they do one yearly expansion. That's it.
I think that they had wanted to do that, but there's no way. Maybe middle of next year.
Okay.
But point being, it took something I already enjoyed and changed it drastically for the better. And, you know, a year ago, I knew X number of people who were playing. In this past year, the number of people who I never would have thought would have played, or the number of more people I've met who do play, has increased massively. An enormous effect on the landscape of gaming. It's one of the few things that I think really, in general, bolsters the idea of PC gaming.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard to think about that. I was like, today, I was like, you know, what are going to be the things? And I was like, well, in all honesty, it's got to be that. And it hadn't even been out a year.
Do we want to save that list for next show, or do we want to do that for our New Year's Eve show, being that it would be the last day of the year?
Give James longer to
play with that PS3.
Yeah, we can do that. We can, like, have our hard lists down.
Well, shit, if we're really going to make these categories, we'll have a best 360 game. Top five 360 games.
Well, and if anybody else out there has any better, like, has any ideas of how you'd like to see us throw together.
Yeah, if you want to submit some categories, throw them in.
How we should best go about it. I mean, I don't want to just be doing what other people do, but I definitely want to take an opportunity to look back at the entire year. I mean, it's like you said, Crackdown, man. That shit feels like 100 years ago, but it's a 2007 game.
Yeah.
And damn it, like looking back,
I'm sure somebody
on what it
would
want
to burn me for saying this, but I had more fun playing Crackdown than I did Assassin's Creed.
Crackdown was perfectly fucking fun. Crackdown was
you were making
just,
those jumps and your stomach would sink
man.
A little bit. You're like, I'm going to make it.
The entire time I'm playing Assassin's Creed, I'm like, yeah, this looks really pretty while I'm climbing, but damn it, I wish I could just jump.
Yeah.
And jump and jump and jump and jump and jump.
I mean, I still have a tremendous amount of fun with Assassin's Creed, but
yeah.
Crackdown was just, it was a distillation of that kind of fun. Like, I didn't really, I didn't care about it. I think I was, like, turned off by the ad campaign, and I really didn't have an understanding of what the game was. I went over to Scott's house and watched him stand on the part of a bridge. He's like, this is what I like to do now, because I'm bored. And I, like, watched him blow shit up for 10 minutes, and I was
snipe
like...
their tires?
Yes, that's
their
right.
I was like, fuck this, I'm buying this tomorrow. This is awesome.
There was this part of the bridge where the cars
killer.
Come out of the... they come out at full speed around this corner. And so I would target their tires with whatever gun I'm using, and as soon as they come out, pop, and they would go by me, and then they would just barrel roll off the side.
And it never got old, man. Whatever they would do was great. Everything that they would do was brilliant.
And if I missed one, I was like, fuck this, RPG.
Yeah.
If it got by me, just blow the fucker up.
We started our show talking about Crackdown every show. We might as well end the year talking about Crackdown.
Yeah, that's right. We're almost a year old doing this.
Yeah. Just about.
Fuck. Forgot about that.
Count our days as in-game chat, then yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. What, February?
February. February 9th or 2nd?
Was it Groundhog 9th, I think. Day? 9th, I think, sounds right.
I think it was the 9th. Damn. Wow. Fucking hey, this is what we always
celebrate
to
our one-year anniversary somehow.
Yeah, we are.
Figure something out. Strange. That'll have to be an off-the-air show.
Yeah, definitely will.
We really want to celebrate. It'll have to be an off-the-air show. Ah, goodness.
Well, that's good. Yeah, if anybody's got any ideas on how we
can send them to everyone at evilavatarradio.com. Just send them all.
I'm sure somebody else has.
PM me on Evil Avatar.
Better ideas.
You know?
And your, you know, Christmas greetings and stuff.
Yeah. I'm supposed to get some. My thing of this was like, hey, this is Psycho Boy 2. Just wanted to say happy holidays to BA Penguin and Ghost Bear and Bone and the girl and everybody that I met at PAX. It was great meeting you guys. Or it can go the other way and be like, hey, this is Scott with Psycho Boy 2. Wanted to say happy holidays to Agort for fucking team killing in Call of Duty 4. Right. You know, whatever the case. Which he did, but I won't, you know, he did it once. Ghost Bear ripped him a new one verbally, and that's it.
Really?
That was it? It's done. It's over with.
I'll do it again. Oh, man, it's so hard, though. I have
there
sympathy.
There was some team killing in paintball.
Yeah,
when we were up at her parents.
The urge to shoot the other, you know, if you're on my team, the urge after the game's over, turn around and be like,
Becky's nephew killed her. And Katie's daughter Becky, tried to kill her, so.
They mistook us for each other.
Yeah, they mistook them for each
That's
other.
That's a good excuse.
Very. Very similar.
That's always a good excuse.
That's what I said.
So yeah, it can, you know, if you want to send in, you know, if you want to send in insults, that's fine. I don't care. Just don't, you know, obviously don't send in fucking death threats or whatever. I ain't gonna fucking air that, but it doesn't matter. You can swear. I don't care.
It's going on the after show.
Yeah, it's all part of the show, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, do that. So yeah, send those in. I don't care. It'd be great. Somebody was asking me, and I've got to we need to look into this. He said, hey, can I send you a voice message over Xbox Live? Can you get it from that way?
We've talked about wanting to do stuff like that.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering if I can get a, you know, a regular, whatever that jack is that you stick into the 360 headset port.
Yeah.
Take that, plug that into my end part of the computer, and then take my headset to come out, and then it would go through, I would think. I don't know.
Well, there's other ways to get it.
There's got to be a way that we can do that.
Yeah.
I would hope so. We got to look into that. So I'd love to have that. And if anybody knows any idea, again, get in touch with us. Let us know how we can record a voice chat off of the 360. Because not only do we want to record voice chats, we want to record in-game chats.
Yeah. Well, send them to me. If you want to send something over Xbox Live, send it to me. I got enough ways to make that happen. It's Straximus. Straximus.
Yeah.
And we'll get that on the air.
Yeah, we'd love to try and do that. So, Becky joined us. She came back from shopping. You heard her earlier in the show. She was the engaged he.
How'd shopping go?
What'd you get us?
Not well.
Not well.
Was it busy? Was it packed? Was it crowded? Was there lots of people?
Yeah.
She says yeah.
I just kind of zoned out on that, though.
She says she zoned out. See, nobody can hear you down there, so. And no matter how loud we have these mics turned up, nobody can hear you from all the way over there.
Okay.
But, all right, cool. Well, yeah, so that's great. This was a great show.
It was really good.
Yep. Kristen said, fuck. That's great.
Those PA guys, man.
I was really scared you weren't going to find the dump button there for a second, man.
You were scared. Okay, man. I was afraid of pressing other buttons in the whole excitement of trying to find anything.
Oh,
I was just like, whatever it is, press
but
that.
But it really
thing.
Used to be bigger.
Well, I haven't had to use it in a while.
It should be like one of those fuel pump stop valves at the gas station.
Yeah, one of those big-ass plunger buttons you got to hit.
In case of fuck, break glass.
That should be the title of the show.
I guess it is.
It's a fuck break.
That's
class.
Cool. Always shows up at the last minute,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
It does.
It does.
Well, and since it has, I say it's time to go.
All right.
Say that too.
Good show, everybody.
Yes.